Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, the clock is operating.
Streams, the Hi-Fi Stereo Stream, or you're listening on the Blog Talk Radio Player website in 8-bit. Now, I would recommend everybody click on the Stereo Stream. It's 96K bits per second, and that comes courtesy of a mixing board and the help of Rich Keltner of Watchman Radio, who's been spending the last 2 weeks helping the Omega Man get this thing set up. So God bless Rich Keltner, Watchman Radio. Lift him up in your prayers, folks. He has spent countless hours to help me get this thing up and running. So praise God. Tonight is our maiden voyage. We did a little beta test last night. I'm hoping tonight it runs smoothly. But I do need your feedback to tweak things. So if there's any problems out there, just let me know. Again, for those with a slow internet connection and you're not really getting a great signal off of the 96K, maybe it's buffering too much, well, you can always go back to the 8-bit. That's why we have that. But if you've got a fairly decent internet connection, try the 96K. And what you'll notice is when you go to this link that I posted here in the show notes, over here in the chat room, rather, you're going to notice that you've got four options for players. So depending on what kind of computer system you have, you can go with Real Audio Player, you can go with WinAmp, you can go with Windows Media Player. I believe there's even a, what do you call that, Apple QuickTime. There we go. So you've got four little icons there. So you can further customize the player that you want to listen to. There's also a little mini-caster that you'll get just going to this link. So I wanted to spend a little bit of extra time and just explain the options to you out there. And tonight, of course, is the School of Deliverance. We're going to have Dr. Pat Holliday on very soon. We're going to be dialing her up here momentarily. And second and third hour, we're going to be opening the lines for take your call. So it's not too late to get a friend, even to get a cup of coffee. I hope you have your hot beverage here. It is cold down here in the deep south. I'm sitting here in the Omega Man bunker, but thank God for some hot coffee here. You're welcome to drink hot coffee in this program or even hot tea. And if you're going to drink a cold beverage, the rules are you must have ice cubes in there. You know, we don't allow anybody to drink soda in a can with a straw. You must pour your Coke onto a glass of
twice.
At any rate, I'm praising God for this program. We've had a great week. We're going to have a great weekend. We're going to be doing a number of programs over the next couple days. Tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in to Watchman Radio. Rich Keltner will be on at 11 with a special guest from England, Oso, and I'll be even joining in. So that'll be immediately after the 11 o'clock close of this show. So make sure you go over and check that out. Well, let's see if we can get Dr. Pat on the line. Stand by. We're dialing her now.
Hello.
Hey, Dr. Pat, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great. I got knocked off or something.
Yes, you know, I dialed you initially on Skype, and when you said you couldn't hear, I was afraid that we might have issues.
Yeah.
So what I did is just decided to go the old-fashioned way. We dialed you up on landline, but are you hearing me loud and clear?
I hear you greatly.
Well, praise God. Well, Dr. Pat, before we get started, how about opening up with prayer tonight?
All right. Father God, we just come before you with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, and we cover our chat room with the blood of Jesus and all of our listeners that are all over the world. And we thank you, God, for the blessings that you've been giving us through these radio programs, for the people that are getting set free, and for the people also, Lord, that are getting healed. We thank you for Omega Man. We thank you for the finances for these radio programs. We thank you, Father, that you will clear our minds, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to the church in this hour. We thank you that Jesus Christ is Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, amen. And Dr. Pat, for those that are hearing you speak for the first time tonight, go ahead and tell people a little bit about your ministry and give out your contact information, please.
Well, you can find me up on patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com. And you will find a lot of articles, sermons, television programs. All of that's free. And you'll find about 80 teaching books there. And, you know, God has kept me alive for such a time as this because I've lived through the times that the deliverance ministry in America has not been very, very accepted. I used to have to go across the world to find places to minister because the American pastor just didn't want to hear about it. They say Christians just can't have demons. And meantime, when I would go into churches, I would just see devils everywhere, including behind the pulpit. Friends, when somebody gets born again, you have to, you must clean the fish, and you must fill the fish with the power of the Holy Ghost. And then the fish has to swim to Jesus and stay filled with his word. So Christianity is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way of life and freedom. So I just invite you to tune in with us tonight and understand that Jesus is Lord and he wants his people free. Amen? And you know, Omega Man, let's just take authority over the witchcraft powers. I feel them tonight. I bind every wizard, every witch. I bind every atheist, every person that has come to destroy this program. I bind you, I bind your devils, and I put them in a cage. And I forbid this kind of activity to continue in Jesus' name. We give you praise, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And Dr. Pat, let me make another announcement again for those just tuning in. This is a live program. This is the Omega Man Radio Show. We've got Dr. Pat Holiday on. We call tonight the School of Deliverance. And again, join us in the chat room. All you've got to do is go over and select a free username and password, You can go to the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/OmegaManRadio. You can also listen to the program from that embedded player, or go over to our Hi-Fi stream. So I just want to invite everybody to use both of those options. And you can switch back and forth depending on, you know, if your connection's slower or faster. Well, Dr. Pat, what's the Lord put on your heart for this weekend?
Well, I thought it would be interesting to speak about Leviathan. Leviathan is a very powerful devil. It's a water spirit, and Leviathan is known as King of the Sea. The people in Africa know about these things. Most people in America know a little bit, but African witches and wizards, they go down into the sea, and that's where they learn the highest levels of witchcraft and wizardry. And down under the sea, they have, they call it the Book of the Dead, and they say that the Book of the Dead has all of the people's names in the whole world. And then the occultists talk about the archaeastic records, and that's also the Book of the Dead. But what happens under the sea is, I talked to a witch from South Africa, for instance, and she said that she used to go down into the Bermuda Triangle, and she has seen the throne of Satan, as many of these Africans have, under the sea, and she says that she has seen the Book of the Dead. Well, when she became a Christian, she said that what she did is she would go into cities and she would take authority over the people that she was going to be ministering to. She would take authority over their names that were written in the Book of the Dead, and she would ask Jesus to erase them and to rewrite them that night in the Book of Life. And she said that people would just swarm to those meetings. And so I tell you that just to tell you that all of these Africans that are witches and wizards that go under the sea, they all talk about water demons, and they talk about the power of magic and the power that they have in using spells. In America, the American people don't even hardly know that there's such a thing as devils, and a lot of preachers don't even believe Satan's real anymore. So we have this situation that you have to teach people as you go through deliverance so that they understand that you're not doing something weird because they've never heard it in many of the churches. But you know, the Bible is full of stories about witchcraft, pagan worship, and demons, and strange gods. And Leviathan is shown in the Bible. Leviathan is shown, for instance, as a twisted, coiled snake or a dragon under the sea. And the Bible tells us in the Old Testament, for instance, Psalms, and if somebody will look it up and just put these scriptures up as we talk about them, because we're going to move very quickly. In Psalm 74:13-14, and then Job, the entire chapter of Job talks about Leviathan, and then Isaiah 27:1. And in modern Hebrew, it just simply means a whale. But the Bible describes Leviathan as the king of the sea. And the Bible says, for instance, in that day the Lord will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, with his fierce and great and mighty sword, even Leviathan, the twisted serpent, he will kill the dragon who lives in the sea. Isaiah 27:1. Now, the word dragon is a common Hebrew word for any large serpent. And it refers also to Leviathan in Isaiah 27:1, which I just read to you. And
yeah,
then to Rahab, as in Egypt, in Isaiah 51:9. And so, if the Bible is telling us that there's such a thing as dragons and as a serpent in the sea, monsters, sea monsters in the sea, dragons, why is it that the church, when ministers come and they start casting out devils like Leviathan or some kind of a sea spirit like an octopus, in Africa, for instance, when you go into Bishop Kanko's church, for instance, you will see people manifesting in the form of various animals out of the sea. I've seen women standing up with their one leg locked behind another one, like a stork would stand. I've seen people swimming on the floor like a fish. I've seen them flopping around like a whale. I've seen them back swimming, doing hopping like frogs, by the way. You see, what happens is that spirits take on forms of things that you know about on this side of the realm, the supernatural realms, and they will take on the appearance of those things. And so the Leviathan spirit that we're talking about tonight, the Bible tells us that they take on big forms and they take on little forms. Do you realize that there are demons that can take on a form that you can't even see with your physical eyes, that you have to have a microscope to look at those little tiny things moving all around? They're alive. You can see them with a microscope. And so there are lots of things that we don't know about, but yet it's there. And sooner or later, the scientists will discover some of these things, and then we get real smart, don't we? So if you look at...
You know, Dr. Pat, they are finding things washed up on the beach all the time. Even what they would term as prehistoric creatures that should have been long dead, they're finding them. You know, giant squids, fish that were thought to have died, you know, thousands of years ago. They'll say millions, of course, and I don't know. The point I'm making here is no one has any idea what is out there really in some of the depths, because we can only go down so far, people. You know, the Navy probably has the subs that can dive the deepest, and some of that information is classified. I once knew actually a Navy guy that spent much of his career on submarines, and we got into an intense conversation one time, and I asked that question, how far will they go down? And he said, well, I can't tell you, it's classified, but, you know, one only has to look at some of the Hollywood movies. You know, Dr. Pat, speaking of Leviathan, you know there was a Hollywood movie called Leviathan?
Yes, I do remember that, but it's very surprising to know that Hollywood is very, very in-depth when it comes to witchcraft and demonology.
Yeah.
I remember, for instance, when my daughter was in high school, a movie came out called Succubus. And
wow.
when some of her friends came by, they were all talking about that movie. And I asked them, I said, do you know what Succubus is? Do you know that every one of them knew? And so I went to church and I asked the church kids I said, do you know what succubus is? And none of them knew anything. They knew nothing. And so, but the point being is the children of the world are smarter than the children of God, and particularly in our day and time, because our leaders have really gone to sleep in many instances, and in some instances, they've become supernaturally, spiritually blinded and deafened. And if they had the Word of God, which many of them no longer read the Word of God, they read all of these paraphrased modern versions that leave the deity of Jesus out in his blood, heaven and hell and the devil. So if they were spiritual people, they would see that the Bible has a lot to say about Leviathan. You can see him again in Psalms 104, 25 and 26. In Job 3:8, the Bible says, in the last days the Lord will destroy Leviathan who lives in the sea. In that day, I believe Omega Man refers to the end times, and I sure do believe that that's where we're living right now. And then I will give them one more scripture and let you talk a minute. If they would just read 1 Samuel 17, 21, 27, and then 2 through 13. You can't put all these scriptures up, but you can put some of them up. So the Bible says that sea monsters are real, and I discovered in the deliverance ministry, you know, you hear a lot about shape-shifting. And what you need to know is in the spiritual realm, demons can shape-shift, and they can shape-shift into different forms. I've discovered over the years, for instance, that if you're struggling with a spirit, a lot of times a spirit will come up and it will lodge right up around the throat. And the person struggling, sometimes demons go as far as to almost keep them from breathing. And so what happens is if you command those demons to shapeshift and get smaller, they will get smaller, and then they'll just come out because of the fact that they can take different forms. But the Bible in Job chapter 40, you will see a lot about Leviathan. And so we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to say some things too.
Well, amen. And folks, there's clearly a physical Leviathan that God created. And, you know, there's stuff down at probably at the depths of the abysses right now that we just don't know about. Because, you know, you would have to get down there with one of these little submersibles, and only a few of these exist on the globe. And, you know, they're finding new stuff every time they go down there. Look at the worms that they found swimming around the volcanic sea vents down there. Isn't that interesting? I wonder if it's some of these style of worms that are actually in hell, which is in the bowels of the earth, by the way. But then you have a spiritual realm. You want to call it another dimension, another plane, whatever it is. Clearly, you've got these same figures in the spiritual world. We fought Leviathan, in fact, the other night. I'm sure Dr. Pat has fought him many times, and he's the father of the king of the children of pride. And when we were doing battle with this thing, it's a pretty intense situation. You know, he has numerous heads. They do breathe fire, and the person was literally getting burnt by some of the fire coming out of this spirit's mouth. We even encountered scorpion spirits, and they were stinging the guy's arm. Folks, this stuff is real. We don't understand everything about it, but again, you know, the battle is being waged inside the person, you know, with these demonic spirits that are inside. And these things are real. So my take on it, Dr. Pat, is there's a parallel many times between the demonic spirit and the form they take and something that exists in the real world. You know, there's even crab spirits, which, you know, bring a lot of cancer. You've got some demons that will manifest as like bears or, as you mentioned, you've been in services, Dr. Pat, and you've seen people stand up on one leg and kind of take on the format of a stork.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, some of them are more humorous than others, folks. You know, they come in different shapes and sizes. We've seen some that, you know, will be like the size of a spider monkey. But then you've got some that are pretty ferocious. But, you know, greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. So none of them is more powerful than the blood of Jesus. But understand, these are real. And again, God took a whole chapter in the book of Job to talk about this one that we're talking about tonight, which is Leviathan, which, you know, seems to be one of the upper echelons, Dr. Pat, in Satan's kingdom. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, the Bible, the interpreters would bring the thing into the English. They referred to him like a hippopotamus or a crocodile. And it may be very interesting to know that in Africa, the higher level of wizards and witches, that they will take on the forms of different animals. And one of the forms that Bishop Kanko took on was a crocodile. That little boy came into the ministry one night when I was there, and he was 9 years old, and he traveled into the ministry there with a little girl that was a couple of years older than him. And he was the king of his coven. She was the queen of her coven. They both lived in different sections of the city, but they both knew each other from under the sea. And so when Bishop Kanko was questioning the little boy, he asked him, what forms did he take? And one of the forms that that little boy took was crocodile.
Wow.
And he said, well, what do you do as crocodile? He said, I kill people. And he described that people would go out into the rivers or the ocean there to swim. And in the form of a crocodile, they would swim up and pull the person under and drown the person. And then they would take the person to another part of the river. And by the time that they found the person, of course, would be dead. And we're talking about a kid 9 years old. Bishop Kanko asked him, he says, how many snakes do you have in your stomach? He said, five. He said, what color are they? And he said, red, black, white, you know, and named the colors. And so in Africa, these things are not a mystery. They happen, and the church people are not shocked. They know that these things happen because just about every family has a wizard or a witch within the family. Now, let's get back to the little kid just for a moment. Here's a little kid, 9 years old, that has been trained in witchcraft to the levels that he can take on the transmigration of the forms of several animals, which Bishop Kanko told us that he did too. I wrote a book called Solitary Satanists. And this was about a young American man that had gotten in witchcraft or Satanism, but he was serving Satan apart from a coven of people or a group of people. And Satan was training this man. He trained him to get a specific altar. He would do blood sacrifices alone in his room where he worshipped those demons. When I went over after we delivered him, there was blood all over the wall where he's done wow. sacrifices right there. And this is an American now. And in his testimony, he told us, he said that one night he was worshiping Satan, and he said, would you like to turn into an animal? He said, yes. He said, what would you like to be? He said, I'd like to be a panther.
Wow.
And he describes migrating into an animal, a panther. And he said all he wanted to do was get out in the wild and just run.
My goodness.
He ran for a while, and he came back, and he said he wanted to come back. And so these supernatural, spiritual things operate. However, in Africa, these kind of things are passed down generation to generation, father to son, and mother to daughter type of a thing. In America, it comes a lot of times through studying books and reading. So Americans can get a lot of information a lot quicker than a person that's studying over in Africa. So we have the situation where you have this Harry Potter and the Chronicles of Narnia and other satanic movies now training the American children to become wizards and witches. And what is happening is the people that write the books are high-level wizards and witches, and they cast world spells. That's a spell that goes all over the world for the purpose of blinding the American parent, so that the American parent will take their child over to the bookstore, offer their child up onto the altar of Moloch to sacrifice that child's soul. And that woman took children from age 8, started them out in witchcraft 101, and took them all the way up until this last movie. Those children are now full-fledged witches and wizards, and now they're training them in sorcery, casting spells,
wow.
and also homosexuality.
Yes.
And then the children get in a tremendous rebellion. The parents are still taking the children to the churches.
Yes.
And the pastors have these Harry Potter books back in the Sunday school class, and the Chronicles of Narnia, plus others. And in addition to that, they bring the rock bands in to brainwash them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you see, these things, Jesus said that it's what you take in you that will defile you. It's not what comes out of you. It's what you take in you that defiles you.
Yes.
So, let me tell you, a young man came to my ministry about 15 years ago. He was a Christian boy, and he felt like he was missing something. A lot of Christian children do. When the kids in the world are running wild and their parents, you know, are keeping them away from these things, but the parents never explain to them why they're keeping them away.
Right.
So the kids feel like they're losing out, so they sneak around and do things. Well, this boy went over to Tampa to see a rock band. He comes in, and he describes standing in the back, and he looks up, and behind the band, he sees a demon, and this demon takes up the whole stage in
wow.
his presence. He said that he stood there in fear, but entranced, watching that demon. And he said the demon would move his hands, and the whole audience would move with the signals that that demon was giving them
from
that platform. And then he was also controlling the band. So the little Christian guy got scared, and he started praying. And he said, as he started praying, he said, a man dressed in white started down from the front, walking towards him. And he said, all of a sudden, he looked up, and he got back entranced with the demon, and the man in white stopped coming towards him. He broke the trance and started praying again, and the man came closer, but he got back under the trance of the demon. And that kept on until finally the man in white got to him, took him by the hand, and took him out of that concert. That's the power of demonology. And so when you go into these places, these spirits, you are saying, it's okay, my spiritual heart is open, the door is open, come on in.
Right.
And if parents could just, and preachers could just understand the reality that they have opened up this entire generation to demonology. These little Christian rock bands, a lot of times, they come right out of the world, like the young boy that somebody in your that you know ministered to with the deck of cards. They come out, they get saved, they're a magician, and we cast the demon out, and then they go back in to some dumb preacher. He says, oh, you're a magician, you can minister to our children. And then the person gets in confusion and loses their deliverance. And these people are going to answer for these things,
yes.
Brother Omega.
Absolutely. I wanted to make a comment on the earlier statement about C.S. Lewis and Tales of Narnia. I went to the theater, and I looked at the billboards, and they've got C.S. Lewis Narnia, I guess, number one in 3D right now. I also saw up on the marquee, they've got some new style of exorcism movie with an upside-down cross. They've also got The Smurfs.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't remember The Smurfs? That was when I was about 12 years old. And, you know, they're coming back. And what are The Smurfs, folks? They're little demons. And they're going to be a whole new generation that's going to go see this cute little movie with the little blue people. By the way, there was only one girl, so we all believe that those, most of them were homos, and I think Papa Smurf was a homo, no doubt about it. But what they're going to do, folks, is they're going to go see this series, and they're going to go buy the little Smurfs, and they're going to take them home, and now they've got little demons in their house. And, you know, there's stories of, you know, the generation when that came out, the little Smurfs would animate, and, you know, just like the little troll babies.
Yeah.
We've even heard of Cabbage Patch dolls animating and, you know, speaking to people. It's not a good thing. But I just couldn't believe how many occultic movies there were out there or currently still running, you know, Harry Potter even. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
what you do is when you go see these, you buy the ticket and you sit there. You're basically saying, come on in. You know, you're in agreement. And anytime we get in an agreement, we invite Satan into us. We open the door. We know people that have, you know, literally invited him in from certain music, and he'll come on in. Music gateway. Occultic literature. There are some of these books like Necromonicon, or Necromonicron, however you want to pronounce it, you know, the Book of the Dead. I was out at a store today, Dr. Pat. I think it was Books a Million. I walked on in there and, you know, have these, you know, shelf with all the board games, and lo and behold, I saw the Ouija board there. You take these things home, you take home these Egyptian Book of the Dead and some of these occultic books, you know, they're like a demon magnet. They'll come right into your house. You got to be very careful what you touch, what you see, what you listen to. You know, just a couple of the ways, the many ways that demons come into people. Let me give it back to you.
Well, that latest movie that McCameron did, what was the name of it? He invented those little blue people.
Oh, Avatar.
I've written, Yeah, I've written several articles on that up at remnantradionetwork.org. And I believe that's a takeoff on the Smurfs. And the Smurfs were just German demons, is really what they were. But we're going to talk about Leviathan a little bit more, because in Deliverance, you see, a lot of people read the Old Testament description about Leviathan, and the Bible says that his scales are his pride.
Yes.
And it talks about that they clasp together and they can't be separated. And it talks about his power and how powerful he is. And so a lot of deliverance ministers, they need to understand really and truthfully that there is no spirit, absolutely no spirit, that is more powerful than Jesus Christ and his name and using his word. And so when you come up against a very powerful spirit like that, and you also got to remember that spirits move on the power of the minister's faith. And that faith has to be involved in his amount of faith in who he's serving and Jesus and his power. Demons are not moving out because you're powerful or you know much. They're moving out because Jesus is powerful and his blood overcomes all things. And so whenever you come in to the power of Leviathan, another powerful devil is that Kundalini spirit. The Kundalini, and I'm going to talk about getting them out in just a minute, but the Kundalini spirit is also a cobra spirit. I believe that the whole religious, false religious movements revolve around that Kundalini spirit, which is a serpent. And it goes down and it lodges down in the spine of a person. That Kundalini spirit, the reason that these snake spirits and these octopus spirits and these crab spirits, sometimes they're hard to get out. It's not because they're so powerful. Sometimes it's not really because you don't have faith. Sometimes you just got to know a couple of things. And this is what the Lord showed me many years ago, and it's always worked wonderfully for me and others that I've taught. When a snake spirit comes down into the spine, what it does, it takes its tail and it wraps it around the tailbone of that demon, of the person's body, the tailbone. And then when you get into a fight with it, cut its tail off, cut its head off, and then you can just get rid of it. Now, if you cut the seven heads off of the Leviathan spirit and you cut the tail off, it has no place to hang on. It has no head to think with. You can take authority over that thing and get rid of it. The same thing with the python spirit. That's a spirit that comes and it wraps itself around a person's body. I believe that's the spirit that causes heart attacks, for instance, in people. And what it does is it crushes them, and it crushes your finances. It can crush the finances of the ministry. It can crush the finances of the person. Plus, it can crush certain parts of the body. And so you cut the tail, you can chop them up. Just take you and just say, Lord, I take the sword of the Holy Ghost. I just chop them up. How Amen. Can they crush you if you chopped them up?
Amen.
So the thing about deliverance is, in my opinion anyway, getting as many and as much of them out as you can at one sitting, because the more you get out, the freer the person is. And you can go and hack them away and bind them and then come back. But there's so many people that need help. And so I believe that we need to work as quickly as we can. But the Leviathan spirit, the Bible describes that spirit in Job 41 through 15 and 32. It says that the Lord will punish that spirit, according to Isaiah 27:1, with his great, cruel, mighty sword. And so the Lord's great, cruel, mighty sword is the Word of God, right?
Yes.
And so Leviathan is shown as an elusive serpent, a twisting serpent, and he, Leviathan, has the power to slay the dragon of the sea. So it is, according to the word, a crooked or piercing serpent or dragon. Now, the Leviathan is very powerful because of the fact, without supernatural spiritual help from God's people, it can take over a person, it can take over a family, it can take over cities. You can see it taking over cities, for instance, in Sodom and Gomorrah, where the whole city went under the powers of that homosexual city. You can see Leviathan, the spirit of pride, taking over all of America. It takes over our White House. It's taken over our Congress. It's taken over our cities. It's taken over our people. But you also, at the same time, have to recognize the fact that there's been no resistance of this spirit in terms of deliverance and in terms of prayer. So it's the king of the sea. And then the king of the abyss is called Abaddon.
Yeah.
And this particular demonic king is going to be released at the fifth trumpet in Revelation 9:11. And the Bible says, and they had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue was Abaddon, and the Greek tongue, he hath a name Apollyon. And this is a biblical event in the end times, where in chapter 13:1, it shows the demon coming out of the bottomless pit, and he brings an army with him, and you can see the army over in Revelation and also in Joel chapter 2 of this demon. And the armies comprise of the scorpions and the frogs. And the spirit that we refer to as Apollyon and Abaddon, that is the particular spirit. He rules over hell. He's coming up out of that pit for the purpose of ruling and possessing the Antichrist to rule over the world. Now, let me describe something to you so that you have an understanding of demonic rule over a body. The demonic rule over a body, the thing that takes place, is the demonic power binds the human spirit down into the belly of the person. They lose their personality. They lose their will. They lose their ability to think. They can do nothing. They are imprisoned in their own body. And ruling from the body is the demon. He's ruling their spirit. He's ruling their mind. and he's ruling over their flesh. So when this spirit comes from the bottomless pit and takes over that human being's body that will rule over the world, this particular spirit will be the spirit that will absolutely take control and power over the entire world for a season of 7 years. And what people don't understand is the human being that allowed themselves to fall to the state of being demon-possessed, that devil can rule over him, is gone. Well, in demonology, you come across certain people that have let devils come into them and totally take them over and rule over their lives, just like that Abaddon and Apollyon will rule over the Antichrist. Now, the book that I wrote, Solitary Satanist, when we were casting the devils out of this particular man, I heard a supernatural voice, and I heard it crying, "Help me." See, deliverance ministry is very supernatural. And it's when you work with Jesus and you work in, with his gifts that you eventually learn how to tap into that supernatural. When you're in the deliverance ministry, you can see the devils and you can hear them. And sometimes, as the Lord is training you, he will work with the gifts of the Holy Spirit through a word of knowledge.
Yes.
But if you just learn by watching somebody else's ministry, what will happen is you'll lose that supernatural ability to grow deeper in your deliverance ministry. You'll just do it ritualistically. But this particular young man, I heard in the supernatural, and I heard the spirit crying, "Help me, help me." And I said, "Who are you?" And the spirit told me the man's name. And so I followed the voice, and my ear led me down to where his stomach was. And I said, "Where are you?" He says, "I'm bound in his stomach." Now, friends, I don't know everything, but I do know that Jesus told the woman at the well, if you drink of this water, you will drink of living waters, right?
Yeah.
And the Bible talks about the God of the belly, things of that nature. The belly area has something to do with deliverance when we're ministering to them. A lot of times you will put your hand on their belly. I don't tell everybody to touch demon-possessed people. I will do that because I know how to defend myself, okay? Sometimes you'll put your hand up on their head. Sometimes you'll put your hand back on their spine. Different spirits are dwelling in different parts of those of the body. So this man was crying out, and he said, "I'm such and such." He mentioned his name, and he said, "They have me bound down here, and I can't get out."
Wow.
So when we talk about caging demons, for instance, see, witches and wizards cage us. They cage people. They cage your business and put supernatural tents over your business where people can't find you, for instance, to do business with. They cage you in a cage so that you can't work and make finances for your business. They do all kinds of things. And so when we cage a devil, we're really kind of doing the same thing they do, except we're doing it from God's aspect of arresting those spirits, stopping their demonic activities going on in the person's body. We're caging them, and we're calling them out of the body and sending them to Jesus. Some people send them to TARDIS. I have no problems with that. But you're getting them out of the person. You're arresting them. You're like God's policeman at that moment. And then you have to, in turn, immediately fill that person with the power and the Holy Ghost and instruct that person to get the Word of God over them and to stay very close to the Lord and stay close to the ministers that are ministering to them. Because the first deliverance might be not be all that that person needs. So demonology is very real. And let me explain one more thing since we're talking about water spirits here. You're talking about water spirits coming up out of the sea with Abaddon, or the same personality called Paulian, ruling over that army of end-time demons. Now, what you need to understand is the Antichrist is not the personality that's going to rule over that Antichrist. The Antichrist will be ruled and possessed by these demons. The Bible clearly says, when you read about Abaddon and Apollyon in the book of Revelation, it says, and Satan gives them his power. Have you ever read that?
Absolutely.
He gives him his power. Now, at their end, whenever they go to the Armageddon scene, where they're going to destroy the world. If they can't have the world, the devil will destroy the world. And it's at that very moment that Jesus comes from heaven on his white horse, and the Bible describes the multitudes of believers on their white horse following him. Now, it's very interesting. I'm going to show you how deliverance operates right here.
Dr. Pat, we're going to have to pick it up at the second hour. We're at the top of this hour, and
okay,
we need to go to break. Go ahead and give out your contact information, please.
PatHoliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com and Remnant, you'll give that one out, and OmegaManRadio.com. Yeah, and RemnantRadio.org.
Folks, we'll be right back after a message or two, so we're going to come back. This is a live program tonight, and if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745, or you can call toll-free at 877-806-2482, and we'll pray for you tonight. We'll be right back.
Hear the word of God Almighty from Numbers, chapter 33, verse 50. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pictures, and destroy all their molten images, and quite pluck down all their high places. And ye shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land, and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Radio is declaring all-out war on all witches, warlocks, and the hosts of hell. Our mandate is clear. We will not fail. Join with us in the fight and spread the word about Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to invade enemy territory and possess the land, healing the sick and setting the captives free of demons in Jesus' name. Tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific at OmegaManRadio.com. Are you ready to take a ride? Grab your coffee and tune in each night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific to the Omega Man Radio Network with your host, Shannon Ray Davis. Omega Man Radio is taking enemy territory for
Jesus Christ, Yeshua preaching the gospel of the Messiah, and ministering in deliverance and miracle healing. And some great guests.
Mega Man Radio Network. This is a live program tonight. We call this the School of Deliverance. We have this every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be, let's see, 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, and back to 8 p.m. Eastern Time for those here on the East Coast. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed red bunker room somewhere in the deep south. If you saw this place, the walls are solid red. Well, we've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight. Her website is MiracleInternetChurch.com, PatHolliday.com. We also have the official website of Omega Man. It's called OmegaManRadio.com. You can also reach us on Facebook. That would be Facebook.com/OmegaManRadio. So many ways you can reach us. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. For those who are here for the first time, welcome to the program. And we have a live chat that is activated usually about 15 to 20 minutes before each program. You can come over to Blog Talk, jump into the chat room. It's free, just as this program is. And you can meet some new friends. And then, of course, after each show, we have an MP3 archive that you can access. You can download the program. Feel free to send it out anywhere in the world. Give it to your friends. Email it to people who do not know Jesus Christ. Email it to people who are in the church. This program is for everybody. And then, of course, you can also get us up on iTunes. iTunes.com, free subscription. And we appreciate everybody who is tuning in week after week and who supports the ministry. We thank you for that. Tomorrow will be the intercessory warfare prayer with Dr. Pat and I. We're going to be doing a communion service, the Lord willing. You need to have your cracker or bread and your wine or grape juice ready. We'll be doing a communion service tomorrow night. Next week, we're going to have a special guest, Pastor David Lankford. He'll be on. We'll have also Bill Schnullabellum of Lucifer Dethroned. He'll be back on Omega Man Radio. We'll have, a number of programs lining up. Of course, next week is Christmas week, and so people that are celebrating Christmas and cannot tune in, you can always, again, pick this up on the MP3 archive. At that, let's get Dr. Pat back on the line, and we're going to be opening up the lines tonight. If you need prayer, 917-889-2745, toll-free 877-806-2482. Again, 877-806-2482. If you need prayer tonight, that's what we're here for. You can be set free of wicked, evil spirits that are tormenting your mind, that are not allowing you to sleep, that are even raping some of the people out there. It really happens, friends. Incubus, succubus, Asmodeus, these are real spirits. Leviathan is a real spirit. These are demons, fallen angels, that want to kill you, steal everything you've got, and destroy you and your happiness and your family. They'll do that through a number of means. And it doesn't matter if you choose to say, hey, I don't believe in it, I can't see it. Look, they'll have no mercy on you. It just makes you an easier target. They're coming for every one of us, sooner or later. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and wait and just say, you know, there's nothing I can do? Woe is me? Or are you going to learn spiritual warfare, learn what God gave us? Jesus said, I give you power to tread on these serpents and scorpions, and learn how to use the power of binding and loosing that Jesus Christ gave us. Learn about appropriating the full armor of God, Ephesians 6. Learn about doing spiritual warfare. Learn how to break curses. You know, Dr. Pat was talking about the witches and warlocks. You know, many of our children are learning to be witches and warlocks through movies like Harry Potter. And many of these gateways like rock music are gateways to witchcraft. And if you know someone who's a witch or a warlock and they're serious about it, they all have to participate in these orgies. They have to be raped. They get sodomized. They get into bestiality. They have to do that. It's true. If you're a real witch, you probably have been in a homosexual act. That's the way they get more demons. Okay, they just get butt naked, and then they go wild, so to speak. Folks, it's sick, and it's going on right now. Even in some churches, you've got witches and warlocks behind the pulpits. They've been sent on missions to destroy and infiltrate churches. They'll be sent in as a Sunday school teacher. They're in our government. They're on the police force. They're sitting behind the judge's bench in the robes. pronouncing judgment on people in this land. And then there's some very well-known witches, like Lori Cabot over in Massachusetts, who even the mayor in, I believe it was Dukakis, you know, gave her the key to the city. Now, there's a high satanic holiday coming up this week. Pastor John Franklin informed me about it today. I was talking to him and Sister Brenda, and they caught a small alert. I think it was over on the Drudge Report, and it said that I believe it is Tuesday, shortly after midnight, there's going to be a satanic high holiday, and I guess it has something to do with the alignment of the moon and the solstice, and I'm not an expert on how to articulate all that. I'm going to get the article and post it, but I can tell you this much, that these witches and warlocks mean business, okay? They are very organized. They even use the internet to communicate. Their goal is to take over the governments of the world, to see you and I as Christians in concentration camps. They're wicked people. They want to take out the youth. And you've got to be on guard because they mean business just like the Muslims do. But understand, whether they're a witch or warlock, they're a Muslim, or they're Hindu, they all have one common denominator. They serve Satan, whether they admit to it or not. And remember, Satan's very diversified. He doesn't trap everybody with the same hook. You know, he'll pull you into various religions out there. But, you know, and you're serving, you know, different demons. But they all work for the same taskmaster. His name is Satan, the fallen super angel that rebelled against God. And he's going to spend his eternity in the pit of hell. But before that happens, he's going to wreak some havoc out there. The word of God is very clear. He's going to be cast out of heaven, and he's going to be very angry because he knows his time is short at that point in time. So that's why we do these programs, to alert you to the danger, but also to tell you that if you have Jesus Christ in your heart, you can do war with Satan and his host of hell, and you can be victorious. You don't have to sit and be the recipient of a witchcraft curse. You can break them. I break them every single day. I break them off, and I send them back to the demon that sent them. I also cut demonic silver cords from these witches and warlocks that try to astral project. If they want to make that mistake, and they're listening tonight, come against Dr. Pat, myself, or any of the other believers out there that know how to do spiritual warfare, you probably won't make it back to your body because I cut those silver cords. Okay, and demons are very real, folks. They will try to put cancer in people. And I'm not going to sit and be killed because a witch or warlock wants to take me down. I return the demons back to where they came from. And they have to carry out their assignment, so they'll wreak havoc on whoever sent them if you send them back as a believer. And that's your right in Jesus' name. Many of them don't survive. But of course, I ask God to have mercy on them. You know, I don't want to see anybody go to hell. So we do pray for the witches and the warlocks, and we ask God to save their souls. But some of them are very persistent. And, you know, they're just going to spend eternity in the lake of fire because they made their mind up. That's where they want to go. And it's unfortunate, but, you know, you can have whatever you want. You can have hell if you want it. You can have a demon if you want it, whether you believe in them or not. All you got to do is just be in agreement with Satan or open one of the gateways through drugs, alcohol, witchcraft, demonic music, demonic movies, fornication. I mean, there's so many ways. But let's get Dr. Pat Holliday back on. This is a three-hour program, and we'll open up the lines tonight. If you need prayer, we're here to pray for you. You can have these demons cast out tonight in Jesus' name and have victory. You don't have to be beaten down anymore. Let's get Dr. Pat back on the line. Stand by. All right, Dr. Pat, do I have you back on the line?
Yes, you got me.
All right, and folks, Dr. Pat Holliday, MiracleInternetChurch.com. So, Dr. Pat, we were talking about Leviathan, this whole class of marine spirits. These are literal demons, are they not? Literal entities.
Well, they're big demons and little big demons, and they have different levels of power.
Yes.
For instance, the Abaddon and Apollyon literally mean, that name literally means destroyer. So they have to do what they are assigned to do. So your Leviathan spirit works up in the mind, and it is a, it's called pride too. Now let me just think with me just for a moment. One of the things that the book of Romans chapter 1 says, that the very last level of sin in a person's life is the spirit of lesbianism and homosexuality. And it says it's pride. But at the same time, it says God will turn them over to a reprobate mind, which means that this sexual degenerated spirit has power over the person's mind. So the Leviathan spirit operates in the mind. The octopus spirit is a mind-controlling spirit. And in terms of the octopus spirit, the octopus has, I believe from memory, 8 legs.
Yeah, sounds right.
And what it does is its legs reach out and grab a hold to various parts of the organs inside of the person. And that's what makes the person sick, is it starts sucking the life with those little things in its legs. And so, like, when we're ministering to Leviathan, itself, I think it has 7 in its tails, and then we cut the legs off of octopus. And when you dismember them like that, you take away their powers to hold on, so you don't have to wrestle with them as long as you would if you don't do those things. But a demon, where do you get their names? Well, the Bible has a lot of different names for devils, but sometimes you'll hear us say, come out of her, alcoholic spirit. A spirit will usually display what power it has over a person's life. If it's got drug powers or adultery powers, that sort of thing, we will call that spirit out by that name, use spirit of adultery or alcohol, so that the person can associate that I'm like this because I drink. And when you cast that spirit out, then you have to warn them, look, you cannot go back. You've got to stay clean, because if you go back, 7 times worse will come upon you.
That's right. Folks, they can be identified with names or even function. And so these things are real. The Bible talks about them. You know, it talks about Beelzebub, the Lord of the Flies, Abaddon, or Apollyon, the king of the pit. Like Dr. Pat said, you know, you've got Belial. You've got a number of these names that the Bible tells you clearly. Behemoth, which we believe is a kind of a land version. Many people think it looks kind of, sort of like a hippopotamus. It says its power is in its loins and through its navel. And we believe that a lot of people that have been in the martial arts probably have Behemoth, especially those that have went into Korean karate with the horse stance and so forth. But, you know, a lot of these demons are revealed in deliverance sessions and by people that came out of the occult and, you know, experiential knowledge. And so, you know, all the things of Jesus Christ were not written down. There was not enough ink in the oceans to write down all the things that he did. And I'm sure if there had been an expansion on the Word of God, there would have been even more names listed in the Word of God that we've got. But, again, you can pick this stuff up, and, you know, a lot of this information has come from former occult members, and you try it out in the, you know, in the classroom of deliverance. You call these names out when they manifest. I mean, boy, you've got another one. You take notes. And so, you know, Dr. Pat, there's been even demons attached to the name Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
There was a demon that came out called Michael Jackson. It came in through the Thriller music. So... I mean, it could be any number of myriads, but there's no shortage of demons, that's for sure. There's a lot of them out there. Let me give it back to you.
Well, they are. They're not almighty, and that's what you have to know. The only
Amen.
Way that a spirit can be powerful is if the person's walking in agreement with it. And sometimes you got people that come through your ministry and you see the demon. Say a person comes through and they have a spirit let's say, adultery. And you discern that that spirit's there. Well, you've got to learn that you minister under the anointing of Jesus and the person's will. And if that person wants that spirit in there, you can go in there and disturb the nest of devils that's ruling over his life or her life. But when you drive it out, if that person leaves the meeting and goes out and commits adultery again, you've done him a worse injustice, because he'll get seven times worse back. So you have to always have your mind that the reason for deliverance is not just to boss demons around, but the reason for deliverance is to clean the vessel, to fill it with the things of God so that they can be free to serve God. And if they don't have a will or a reason that they want to serve God, you can have some big shows with people like that, but it doesn't mean that you're accomplishing anything. You've got to cast the demons out and immediately turn them.
Amen. And take them out of commission, folks. I mean, you'll notice that Dr. Pat and I and other ministers out there, we don't just tell them to come out and just leave them to their own devices, because if you cast them out in Jesus' name, they're going to come out. But then, we know of stories where they came out, they weren't sent to the foot of Jesus or sent to the pit or sent to the dry places. And what they did is they ran down the block and jumped in another person, and that person immediately murdered somebody with a knife. I think Rick Hoyt told me about that story. So our goal is not only to get them out, but keep them from doing anybody else any harm. And so it's not like the American judicial system. You know, you kill a person, you get out a few years later. You know, if we would put our foot down, there wouldn't be any pedophilia in this country. We need to castrate them.
Yeah.
We need to set the example. The point I'm trying to make here is when you get loose with these criminals, okay, what are they going to do? They're just going to go back on the street and do what they did again, you know, except maybe this time they won't be caught. So same way with demons. You beat them up and you send them to the foot of Jesus to be judged before the time, or send them to the pit or Tartarus or dry places. But, you know, we do send them to a specific location to get them out of commission so they can't go and harm somebody else. You know, Dr. Pat, I know of one story where a brother, he cast this demon out of a lady, and, you know, she wasn't really at the point ready to be set free and stay free.
Yes.
And what happened is she immediately lost her power that she had, and she knew it. It had left her body, and you know what? She went down the road and caught up with it and got it back again. So,
yes.
Two lessons to be learned from there, you know.
Somebody asked about a Jezebel spirit. Let me tell you what a Jezebel spirit is. It's just simply a woman that is in witchcraft. What is an Ahab spirit? It's a man that is weak and in witchcraft. And I want you to understand that people that are in witchcraft are not very strong, powerful people. They're very weak, and they are subjected to those spirits. It's the spirit that has power, not the person. And so a lot of Christian men, for instance, they try to cripple women's ministry by referring to them as Jezebels, but they never mention the name Ahab. And wherever you find the spirit of Jezebel, you're going to find the spirit of Ahab. I can guarantee you on that.
Amen.
But the truth is,
they're running
groups. You have women that move under the anointing of God, filled with the word of God, submitted to the name of Jesus, with a heart for people to be healed, to be saved, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Those women are just as viable in the spirit realm as the men that are powerful in the spirit realm, because Galatians says there's not any There's no women, there's no men, there's no Jews, there's no Gentiles. We're all equal in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. And you see, unfortunately, many of your male ministers have crippled the body of Christ by referring to women as Jezebels just because they have strong ministries, they love the Lord, and they want to save souls. So you need to be aware of the fact that there really are women that are Jezebels, and there really are women that have infiltrated the church of the Christian church. But you have to ask Jesus for discernment. The Bible says, test the spirits to see if they be of God. And that's not only for women ministry. Let me tell you, the men are so powerful. They are so not under the power of the devil. How come the church is in such a mess when it's mostly run by men? That's what you need to ask yourself. And now, I'm not coming against men. I'm just telling you that Christian men need to go to Jesus and search this subject out. And maybe Omega Man will have a program on it one day soon.
Amen. Well, I'm going to come out against some Egyptian witchcraft going on right now. I bind and cage all the foul spirits, starting with the strong man, and all demons inside of the witches and warlocks tuning in tonight with this.
Yes.
With the emphasis on all Egyptian spirits. We bind you and command you to be caged up right now in Jesus' name. You're going to be bound and gagged until you manifest and come out in deliverance. Again, I bind all foul spirits and all occult members tuning into this program right now. We bind and cage your foul spirits in Jesus' name. And I pour the blood of Jesus down your throat, you foul spirit.
Amen.
We have, I think, a coven tuning in right now. Well, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to continue tonight's talk on Leviathan, marine spirits, and some other topics in between taking calls. So I see the lines lighting up. Why don't we take a call, Dr. Pat?
It'd be great.
Okay, we're going to go to the first caller, and if you need prayer tonight, the number is 917-889-2745. Stand by. We'll go to our first call. All right, caller from 831 area code, you're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hi, Omega Man, and hi, Doctor.
How are you?
Excuse me?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well.
How are you doing? I'm doing great.
That sounds like you are. You are talking about very good information here. Everyone should know about. I just barely tuned into this show about a couple of days ago, and I really resonate with this show. And I just wanted to get a prayer from you guys, because I keep getting attacked all the time, and I've had a lot of alien contact.
Yes.
And,
are you being visited at night by any grays or any of the long walkers?
Yeah, the grays. I mean, last Friday this was the last time I was visited, but it was like I was visited by different types of grays. It's like some tall ones. Well, I mean, the first ones I saw was in my living room, and it was the one with the big freaking egg head. And then I was like, and then there's like a smaller one, but right beside it. So I went outside. I got scared. I was like, what the hell? I freaking jumped out of my couch and I ran outside because I got scared. And then I was standing there on my front porch, and I saw the two freaking grays, the taller ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the hell? And then I was standing there outside. Cause I mean, that wasn't the first time I seen the grays, but I was standing outside, and it was really cloudy, and it was overcast, like a thick, thick gray overcast. And I just sensed there was a UFO above my house. I just sensed that feeling, like that vibe. So I ran inside my house, and I was just standing there. Let me tell you something.
These things are real. People are seeing them. It's undeniable.
Yeah,
but understand that what they are is they're demons or fallen angels. And you have no protection unless you come to Jesus Christ, because outside of Christ, you know, Satan has legal authority to attack you. And ultimately what will happen is it'll just get worse and worse. You know, you'll find yourself paralyzed at night. You'll have missing time. And, you know, there's a lot of wicked stuff that will continue to progress. So where are you at right now? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Yeah, of course. He knows me, and I know him. He's my savior. In the name of Yahushua of Nazareth, the Messiah, the truth, the source, the creator. I mean, he is real.
Praise God for that.
We know he's real.
That's a start right there, because if you're a Christian, you know.
I know
you
he's real. I could feel him inside me every time I talk to him, like my heart area.
Yeah.
It just feels like some kind of joy feeling in me.
What did you do to open yourself up that they came to visit you? Were you interested in that material?
Yeah, actually I was. The first thing that I was led to was to Sherry Schreiner. I was led to Sherry Schreiner, and then I learned a lot from her. That's how I found God.
Orgone machines?
Yeah, actually, I make orgone myself.
Okay, well, that's a demonic gateway right there.
Yeah, that's what people say. Some people say it's like 50-50. People say it's demonic, and people say it's not demonic. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, it's definitely.
I've been making it for a while.
It's a doorway. Dr. Pat was asking, you know, what else you may have opened up yourself to. Have you ever been involved in the occult, play with the Ouija board, for example?
No, I mean, I was in a rock band. I would play death metal music. Basically it. I mean, maybe I dwelled on too much on these creatures.
Did you play around with pentagrams, anything like that? Some occultic books?
No. I mean, I know about all that occultic stuff, and I never actually got into that. I mean, I'm not sure if you know, dealing with chi energy and meditation and doing breathing
Absolutely.
Techniques.
Absolutely,
that's
called Chinese witchcraft. The demons have come in through what the Chinese will call your chi or your meridians, chi energy.
Right. I mean, I don't see how it's demonic though. I mean,
were you involved in Wing Chun? Or any kind
Wing Chun,
of snake kung
yeah,
fu?
Yeah, I was in martial arts as well.
Did you do meditation and get into the lotus position?
Lotus position. That's the position you go in when you meditate, right?
Yeah, you were meditating in Wing Chun. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done Wing Chun before.
Okay, Dr. Pat, you pick up.
You went into drugs, did you?
No, not any heavy drugs. Like I smoke marijuana, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Here's what the thing is. The occult, it's like a magnet, and it brings other spirits to it. It'll bring the drug spirit to you. It'll bring sexual spirits to you. Did you get into free sex either with men or women? For instance,
no, I'm not a homosexual. That's something
What about with women?
You mean like having sex with women? Like just
Yeah.
Promiscuous. I mean, not lately, but I used to like way back in the day when I was younger, but not lately.
Well, that opened the door for you. What about internet porn or masturbation?
No, I don't watch porn. I mean, I try to keep away from all of that. I mean, I try to be as good as I can be. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I keep away. I know all that. Just those are traps from the devil, and I won't take them. But, I mean, you know, I do get my temptations, you know, but I know those are demons right there.
Do you get with friends
on
the weekend and have a keg party or drink a couple brewskis on the side?
No, man. I don't do nothing. I'm always at my house just researching on Father and just trying to cleanse myself. I mean, that's all I do. I mean, I just prepare.
What
we're
asking is we
want to
find out the entry points that the demons came in, and already you've mentioned several.
Yes.
You would have gotten demons smoking marijuana or doing ecstasy. You'll get them having sex outside of marriage.
You know what's weird, Omega Man? You know what's weird, Omega Man?
What's that?
The one time I did ecstasy, right?
Yes.
And then I was trying to fall asleep, but I couldn't fall asleep, so I was like in some type of meditative state. And all of a sudden, everything, like all the darkness that I seen through my eyes, I seen a bunch of little dots, like little light dots. And I was like, what the hell? But I was in my mind. And all of a sudden, they just swooshed in, like right close to where I was at. Like I was seeing, like I guess I was in the universe. I was seeing the universe. And all of a sudden, I was taking it to a gray tunnel, like a gray wormhole. And I was just going through the tunnel, and then at the end of the tunnel, I saw a gray planet like spinning really fast, and I heard a voice say, this is our planet. And then
let me tell you something. You know, witchcraft.
I mean, I've seen a lot of things.
Hello, witchcraft is
yes.
witchcraft. And so what
yeah,
you've involved
course.
Yourself with is witchcraft and wizardry. And witchcraft has to be repented of. One of
right.
the things that I would tell you first will lead you through repentance, but you need to stay away from these programs that are involved with UFOs. Because what's going
right.
to happen is you're just going to, you don't be curious about them. They're just fallen angels. They're not human beings from another planet. They're devils. So if you
right.
play around with devils, you're going to get infected. So what
right.
I would
I mean,
do,
I don't even try to play with them. I just know about them. I just, you know, research about them, you know that they're there.
Wait. You're playing with them when you're researching them. That's playing around with devils. Get yourself in the Bible and learn who
yeah,
Jesus
course.
Is. Okay? And so let's lead him in a prayer.
We're going to pray with you tonight,
man.
Brother. And, you know, be a warrior for Christ.
Appreciate that.
Learn about deliverance. Start attacking the enemy. You're going to get some deliverance tonight.
Of course.
In Jesus' name. And
yes.
Keep tuning into these programs that we do. You can become a deliverance minister. You can go out there as you get equipped and help others that are asking, you know, what's
yeah,
happening to my missing time? You know, I'm being
mm-hmm.
visited by these grays and these shadow people. And folks,
yeah.
As Dr.
I see those shadow people all the time, man.
Starts to pray tonight, wherever you're at in the world, you can get deliverance from the same stuff tonight just by being in agreement. And as Dr. Patton leads him in some renunciation prayers, you do the same thing, and you can be delivered right there by Jesus Christ, because he's the one who does the deliverance, and he can be every place at the same time. You know, he's the only one who can be him or the Father, the only thing that can be omnipresent. Dr. Pat,
yeah.
You want to lead off?
Yes, and I would suggest that you stay away from the Sherry Shriver
right.
website.
Have you heard of her?
Just stay away from that, okay? And I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
Can I say Yahushua? Can I say Yahushua instead? Because
well, that's his English name.
I call him by Yahushua.
There's power in the name of Jesus Christ, his English name. Hebrew is Yeshua, but no, just repeat after Dr. Pat Holliday.
Yes,
just say, Lord Jesus.
All right, Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
For going into the occult.
For going into the occult.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
And curiously studying UFOs.
And curiously studying UFOs.
I know that it's demons.
I know that it is demons.
And I renounce it.
And I renounce it.
I renounce the devil's power.
I renounce the devil's power.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And tonight I receive your power.
And tonight I receive your power.
Do you smoke?
Do I smoke?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Are you willing to give up those cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, cigarettes is worshiping a god called Calmet, Calmet. And every time you light a cigarette up, you're saying, Calmet, I'm dependent on you to calm my nerves or to satisfy me after I eat or whatever reasons. So say, I renounce you, Calmet.
I renounce you. How do you pronounce it again?
Calmet.
Calmet? Calmet, yeah.
Yes.
Calmet?
Yep. Say, I renounce
right, Calmet.
You.
I renounce you, Calmet.
I will no longer worship you.
I will no longer worship you.
I worship Jesus Christ.
I worship Jesus Christ.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind my dependency on you.
I bind my dependency on you.
And I will not smoke anymore.
And I will not smoke anymore.
Now take them and just stamp them on the ground.
Okay.
Did you do it?
Grab them and destroy them right now, and you can be set free.
Yes.
Well, I don't have any of me on me.
Okay. Now, we're going to command these devils to go into a cage and work with you to get you free. And your part is getting in your will with ours. And do you need to say some renunciation prayers with him, Brother Omega Man?
Well, absolutely. I would just we'll just do something very simple. Just repeat after me. And anybody out there listening, if you would like to get some deliverance tonight, and you've been involved in the occult or drugs or fornication, any entry point for these demons to come in and attack you, you can just repeat and repent tonight, and the Lord will forgive you. And then when he forgives you, he doesn't remember the sin anymore. He throws it as far away as the east is from the west. The only one who remembers is Satan, and we got to stop listening to Satan once we've repented. But that's the first thing you've got to do in order to have the right to have that demon expelled, because it came in through sin. So, caller, just repeat something like this. Father God, in Jesus' name.
Father God, in Jesus' name.
I repent.
I repent.
For having sex outside of marriage.
For having sex outside of marriage.
Lord Jesus, I repent for using drugs like marijuana and ecstasy.
Jesus, I repent for using marijuana and drugs like marijuana and ecstasy.
I'm very sorry for dabbling in the occult when I played with the Ouija board.
I am really sorry for going into the occult and playing. I never played with the Ouija board, though.
Were you involved in anything related to witchcraft?
Well, I visited a witch one time.
Okay.
And she read my cards.
Okay, that's called palmistry. That's what killed King Saul. He went and saw a witch of Endor, and she put a suicide spirit into him, and it wasn't very long after that he fell on his sword and died. We know several people that had their palm read, they had a curse put on them, and they fell off of a building and died. So that's basically witchcraft.
She told me to step in the magic circle.
Yeah.
And then I held these two stones in my hand, and she lit something on fire with me. She was like putting the smoke all over me, my body, and she was saying some. Then she got eggs, and she was like shaking them around my body.
Yeah, she was doing a magic ritual and a curse on you. So we're going to break that tonight. So just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me for participating in witchcraft.
Lord Jesus, forgive me for participating in witchcraft.
Now, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody in your life that has hurt you, that you have any bitterness, that you're really angry, that you have any hatred against right now?
Not right. I mean, yeah, I can recall, but I mean, not lately, but I mean, yeah.
Well, anybody that maybe has hurt you in the past and that you're still harboring some anger against, some unforgiveness?
Yes, I do, ever since I was little.
Okay. Did they do something to you, like violate you? Have you ever been raped?
Oh, no, none of that. Just,
okay.
Just, you know,
Lord Jesus, I forgive.
Lord Jesus.
I forgive this person who hurt me in the past.
Can I say I forgive the people?
Oh, yes. If you know their names, you can mention them right now. I just name the people that have hurt you and that you're willing to forgive right now and release them.
I'll just say people.
Okay. As they come to mind, just forgive them. Are you willing to forgive them?
Yeah, I'm willing to forgive
them. Because God
everyone.
Says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I shall repay. And, you know, it doesn't matter what someone's done. There's been some pretty bad stuff done to some of us out there, but we don't want anybody to burn in the lake of fire. So just saying, Lord Jesus, I forgive the following individuals. And as they come to your mind, just acknowledge that. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would bless them and that you would save their soul. just saying, Lord Jesus, I ask that you would bless them and save their soul at all costs.
Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into your life and save their soul at all costs.
Okay, because if you have any, basically the reason we do that, if you got any bitterness and unforgiveness, that's a doorway, and the demons will come in. A lot of times they'll bring arthritis and cancer. I saw two ladies today. I was out at the grocery store. I was pulling out of the parking lot, and I saw a lady, and I had a little bit of discernment. I looked at her face, and I said, she's got a spirit of bitterness, and as she started to walk, she had a limp in her walk. I said, isn't that interesting? Well, I didn't pull more than about 25 feet up, and I saw another lady walking with the same limp. I said, is that interesting or what? I mean, is that a coincidence? You know, a lot of people are holding on to things, and it'll manifest in a disease. So, you know, we've got to let it go so we can be healed and set
right.
free. Okay, so what we've done is we just broke some legal grounds. And so before Dr. Pat prays, I'm just going to pray a prayer. I ask God that you would loose warrior angels to come down, guardian and warrior angels to surround this man. Angels of God, restrain his arms and his legs. And you foul spirits, as you're called out tonight, we forbid you from harming him. You're going to manifest and come up and out as Dr. Pat calls your name, and you're going to leave him, and you're going to go to Jesus to be judged before your time. And we apply the blood of Jesus to you, and I break any hexes, vexes, curses, and spells, any witchcraft that has been sent against you. I break it and send it back to where it came from. In Jesus' name, we bind any demons and witchcraft that have been sent against you, any word curses invoked by this witch or others. We just break it off of you right now. And I send it back to the demon that sent it in Jesus' name. Well, what we did is we just did a little bit of renunciation prayers there. Now we're going to proceed. And Dr. Pat, you want to take over?
Yeah, I break that magic circle that she put around you in the name of Jesus. I break it in millions of little parts. And there's no protective devils that can protect you and keep any devil inside of you. And by the authority of Jesus, I break the powers of Sherry Shriver over you. I bind up every devil that calls itself a UFO or gray or whatever. I bind those things. I command those things to go into the cage. I come against every rebellion. I come against Freemasonry. Do you have Freemasons in your house, in your family?
No, I don't.
Okay. I bind every ritualism, every blood sacrifice, every devil that was made a sacrifice for your soul, whether it be animal or human. We bind them and we command these things to go into the cage. In addition to all of the demons that came in that were inherited into your body, in Jesus' name.
Dr. Pat,
we're going to bind these, and we're going to tell you to take deep breaths and cough them out as we begin to command them to leave. Yes,
absolutely. And, Brother, one other that we need to cover really quickly, and Dr. Pat's going to proceed, is just saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me for participating in the martial arts and opening gateways.
Forgive me for participating in the martial arts and opening gateways.
Through Wing Chun. And through harnessing Qi power. And for meditating and calling on Om to inhabit me. And I also ask you to forgive me for making Orgone machines.
And I also ask you to forgive me for making Oregon machines.
In Jesus' name. Okay, Dr. Pat, because, see, brother, the martial arts are Chinese sorcery. And there's
really?
A number of...
Really?
Absolutely. It's Chinese witchcraft.
How so?
I've been involved in Wing Chun because what it is it's based in sorcery. It goes all the way back to China. And when they're talking about Qi power and Dim Mak moves and snake kung fu, yeah, they have actual power that comes in when the demonic spirits enter you. So as you work up the ranks from white belt to black belt, what happens is you gain more and more powerful demons through the kata moves, which are actual invocation of demonic spirits to come in and inhabit you. And we'll do a whole program on that later, but we need, for the sake of time, to proceed. So, Dr. Pat, you want to continue on?
Okay.
Can you
guys pray
for my family as well?
Repeat?
Can you guys pray for my family? For my family?
Yeah, we got to pray for you first, and then we'll pray for your family. In the name of Jesus, we command that Kundalini spirit to be bound. We cut its tail off in the name of Jesus, its head off. And we command the Leviathan spirit to be bound in the name of Jesus. Cut all seven of its heads off, its tail, in Jesus' name. All mind control. In Jesus' name, every devil that you have subjected yourself to through witchcraft, we bind those things and we command all of those to go into the cage in Jesus' name with all the spirits of a bondage, addictions to drugs, cigarettes, alcohol, food, spirits of corruption, iniquity, sin, bondage to sin, Satan sacrifices, multiple personalities. We command every split personality to open the door, and we command those demons to come out and get into the cage too. In Jesus' name, you will come out immediately, now, instantly.
Come out and get.
You will come out. Take deep breaths and cough those things out immediately.
Lord, rebuke you, you foul spirits. Loose and let him go right now in Jesus' name. We bind you, you foul spirits. Come out of his stomach area in Jesus' name.
Let me hear you coughing.
Cough?
Take a deep cough from the stomach area and just breathe out.
All right.
Come out.
Come out, you foul
spirits. Come out of me,
everyone.
Loose
I command
and
you in the name of Yahushua of Nazareth to leave me. In my surroundings, in my area.
Hey, you just cough until we get you some freedom. Don't pray. Just take deep breaths and cough. What the coughing does is it opens up your passageway in your throat and looses them so they can come out, okay? Omega Man's praying, and so am I. So you just agree and take deep coughs and let them go in Jesus' name. Come out.
All right. Come out, you foul spirits. All foul spirits that came in through Chinese sorcery.
Everyone.
Through Wing Chun, through meditation, through yoga, through the martial arts, we bind you. Come out of him right now. We close all of his chakras and we close those chi points. Come out of him in the name of Jesus, foul spirit. The Lord rebuke
Jesus
you.
Jesus' name.
Come out of him right
come
now.
Come rolling out. Come
out
rolling
in the name
out.
Of Jesus. Loose his stomach.
In the name of Jesus. You must obey.
Foul spirit, we're talking to you.
Instantly.
Come out of him.
Now,
you bind
all, come
bind
out.
In Jesus' name.
You cannot stay back. All of these UFO devils, you come out right now,
right now.
Every one of you. We
Lord
break your powers over his mind.
You
we break the
spirit.
Curiosity
right
spirits. We bind up those spirits that have taken dominion over his
we
will.
You
we bind
Jesus.
You off of his will, and we command you to leave.
Lord rebuke
we
you
take authority. Come out. Over blocking his mind to know what you're doing to him while you're doing it, loss of time, every spirit that has come to take over his vessel, you come out now instantly.
Come out of him right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority over you.
Obey the name of Jesus.
Come out in
Jesus. Obey the name
Christ.
Of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Loose him
the blood
and
of
right
Jesus.
Now.
We plead the blood. We put the blood right down into your mouth and down into your belly. Down into your spine and into your mind. You will come out instantly.
All spirits of witchcraft.
We break you up.
Occult.
We break your powers in the
come
name
out.
Of Jesus. Yes, in
you
Jesus'
foul
name.
Foul spirits. It came in through that palm reading. Come
that
out.
Mind-controlling spirit of Leviathan
Jesus
right now. We bind you. You spirit, we command you to leave in the name of Jesus. You
loose
have no rights.
Right loose his mind in Jesus' name.
No come rights. On. No rights. You must obey. You must obey. What are you feeling right now?
Nothing.
Nothing? Are you cooperating?
On?
Are you cooperating with us?
Yeah, I was meditating on the words you guys were saying. I closed my eyes and I was listening.
Are you? Do you want these spirits out?
Of course, I do.
Okay. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I ask that you fill me.
I ask that you fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
From my head to my feet.
From my head to my feet.
Come in and burn these spirits out of me instantly.
Come in and burn these demons out of me instantly.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath and let the Holy Spirit come in and burn them out. A deep breath. Go in, Holy Spirit. Now we command the fire of the Holy Ghost to come out right now.
Yes,
burn
ma'am.
Them out. Burn every one of them
you
out. Take
spirits,
some
we're talking
deep
to you. Come out
calls.
Of here right now.
Let them go.
All
let
wicked
them go.
Spirits that came in through the occult, we bind you, come out in up and out, and manifest in Jesus' name and loose him right now. All spirits that came in through drugs, through marijuana and ecstasy, we bind you up and out right now in Jesus' name. Come out of him. You spirit of Calmet, we bind you too. Come out of his lungs right now and loose and let him go in Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke you. Be weakened, you foul spirits, right now. In the name of Jesus, we command you to come up and out of him right now. In Jesus' name.
What's that blocking spirit, Omega Man?
I don't
What's
know.
That?
I feel like there's a blocking spirit there.
Right here?
Yeah, there's something blocking your deliverance.
Yeah,
are you wearing any
that.
Kind of, you got any occultic jewelry?
You know what? I'm wearing my orgone pendant.
You got your orgone pendant. There you go. Take
there
your thing
is.
And put it on the ground and smash it with your foot.
All right.
Are you willing to crush your orgone machines?
Well, I'm
they can't help you. They
okay,
can't diffuse
man.
This negative power that they talk about. The only thing that can is the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and his blood. You don't need an orgone machine to ward off bad energy. It's demon spirits.
Right.
It's just like having a crystal. It's a magnet. What you're actually doing is drawing them to you to attack you even more.
Find this stuff in the name of Jesus right now.
Are you willing to let go of that and put your trust
yes,
in
I
Jesus
am.
Tonight?
Yes.
Okay, well, Dr. Pat?
Do you have the thing in the house?
Do I have Oregon in the house? Yes.
Tell the people what Oregon is. Tell them what it means.
Well, first of all, it says in the Book of Enoch that people were able to live up to 200 years in this planet because of the Etha energy that was surrounding this planet. But over time, the Etha energy evaporated because of, you know, global warming and, you know, all these negative energy.
Okay,
that's been
now, do you believe that?
Well, it sounds reasonable, I mean. And then you know, William Reich rediscovered this energy. And,
well, it's not. What this is, this is called New Age, and what it is, it's just plain old witchcraft occult things. And
well,
see,
can I explain
that's... Well, no,
can I
you don't
the
have
science
to...
Of it?
I don't want to know, because I know enough right now to know that unless you understand that this thing is not of God, and, you know, Omega Man's already explained that earlier on in this interview,
right.
And you knew enough when I said something's blocking the deliverance to know that you had this pen on you. You knew that that was wrong, and this machine
yeah.
is wrong, and we can't get you free unless you know that it's wrong and you repent and want to get rid of it.
Understand something,
simple.
Friend, that there's no device that's going to extend your life. The reason Methuselah lived to be 969 and these people lived over 120 years was because of God and his allowance for that. He changes the rules when he wants to, and we're not able to live that long. So an orgone machine is not going to change the mind of God. You've got to understand that. This man-made thing cannot extend your life, you know, beyond the age
yeah.
that God permits. So you just need to close those demonic gateways tonight. Those, and you got any crystals?
Yeah, I have a lot of crystals.
You're going to have to smash them, because what they are is they're transmitters. They're pulling the demons like flies to honey.
Yeah.
See, here's the point. I'm not willing to stand here and waste a lot of time with somebody unless they're really serious about serving Jesus, getting out of the occult, getting out of the New Age, turning their back on all of this kind of stuff. I'm not playing games with you tonight.
Here's what we're going to do tonight.
If you want to get free, you can get free, but you have to make the choice. I won't spend a lot of time playing around with you and trying to pull devils out of someone that is playing games.
Here's what we're
going
to do for you, friend. We're going to bind and cage these spirits up, but I want you to go back home and I want you to destroy all the crystals and Orgo machine. If you're willing to do that,
right,
then you call back in. We'll even be open tomorrow night with another program like this, or next week, and then we'll continue the deliverance session. But that's the legal permission for Satan to come into your life with those machines, maybe other things, but that's what we've got some discernment on tonight. Father God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would surround this man. Right now we bind and cage all his foul spirits, and we command you to remain bound and gagged until you manifest and come out in deliverance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. If you're willing to do that and then call back, and we'll continue to pray with you. You'll be set free, all right?
I love you. I love you, Omega Man.
Okay, God bless you for tuning in tonight.
And
we're
going
to go to the next caller. Stand by. All right, caller from 423 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello.
There you go. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. I wanted to call back just real quick and do a praise report. I had called in. This is my third time calling in. I called in last week, and we talked about the antidepressants. It was like antidepressant night. There were a lot of us calling in. And I am off the antidepressant that I was on, Wellbutrin. I had a few rough days with it, but I am off of it completely now. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Has your mind cleared up a lot?
It has. I have been dealing with a little bit of anxiety, but I know I've still got to get off that one other medication that I'm on, and that's the one that that's the yucky one. So I know that God's going to get me through this. I got my Carlson's cod liver oil. I've been taking it every day. My skin even looks better. So that's an added benefit. And
yes, it does.
It helps your hair and everything. So
drink a lot of water also, because you're going to flush some of the built-up toxins. And some of this stuff is actually stored in the fat. I don't know all the pharmacological history on some of the things you were taking, but, again, some of the poisons and toxins are only released as you burn that extra layer of fat. So then they'll be converted over to the bloodstream, and you've got to rinse them out. You may need to go on a detox program as well. I mean, something like Herbalax, you know, like a diuretic, but that's just my 2 cents worth tonight. Dr. Pat?
Yes, you see, your will is very much involved in all of this stuff, and the reason that you're told not to just suddenly get off of the medication is because your body is used to having it, and so that's why you keep weaning yourself down off of it, so that you don't just suddenly shock your body. And God works with the people that are trying to get off the psychotropic drugs. If you're really sincere about it, he will work on a daily basis with you to get off of that. And so the oil, Bill's telling us, is omega 3, 6, and 9. And what that does is just fish oil. And it calms your mind, and it just helps you in so many ways. So, Father, we give you glory and praise for that testimony. And we ask that you continue to work with our sister. And, Father, we expect more testimony to the point that she's going to call pretty soon and tell us that she's totally off of it in Jesus' name, so that she can totally get set free. We thank you that all of the demons are caged and they're separated from her mind. We forbid them to talk to her mind in the name of Jesus, and we gag their mouths with the blood of Jesus tonight. We give you praise and glory, God, for the testimony that she has and for the testimony that she is going to complete in Jesus' name. Omega
Man.
Yes,
that spirit of anxiety, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We command you to be caged. And any other foul spirits that have tried to come in, since we have talked to her last, we bind and cage you too. And we command you to be bound and gagged until you come out and manifest in deliverance in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus to you. We ask, God, that you would loose warrior angels to surround her right now.
Yes.
We ask for a wall of fire of the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 2 and 5, just encircle her in Jesus' name. And we forbid foul spirits to attack her or harm her in any way in Jesus' name.
And we break any curses over her, spoken over her by physicians, in the name of Jesus. We command all of those word curses over her mind in Jesus' name to be broken, and we command them to leave right now in the name of Jesus. You have no authority, no mind authority over her mind. We bind up the spirit of sorcery, drugs. We come against every spirit of bondage in the name of Jesus. We come against every spirit of seducing her
mind and her human spirit right now.
In the name of Jesus, every devil that's come to rob, kill, and destroy her, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of hypnotic, the spirit of zombieism, in the name of Jesus. Every devil that's come to rob, kill, and steal, you will leave in Jesus' name.
Go in the cage in Jesus' name. Loose her mind and let her go and get in the cage, foul spirit of mind control and control.
We bind up the spirit of nervousness, abnormal sensitivity, nervous breakdown, eating disorders, drugs, madness,
suicide,
malfunction,
get in the cage in
nervous
Jesus.
Spirit. Hypertension, insecurity, insomnia, stress, apprehension, pressure, headaches, hallucinations,
get into the cage in Jesus' name.
Frigid, fatigue, fear.
Be weak,
all of you come out right now in the name of Jesus.
Be weak and you foul
spirit. We bind the spirit of depression spirits, bondage to persons, places, and things, agony, broken spirit, wounded spirit, death wishes, defeat, depression.
We bind you. Get into the cage
escape,
in Jesus' name.
Fatigue.
We pour the blood
gloom,
of Jesus into the
guilt,
cage.
Loneliness, insomnia, insecurity, melancholy, mental
come out of her
breakdown.
Right now and get in the cage, you foul spirits. Jesus' name.
Let me ask you this. Did the doctor tell you that you had a breakdown?
Excuse me, I'm sorry. There's stuff coming up out of my throat.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes. No.
A mental.
They told me that I had a chemical imbalance.
Okay.
That I would have to be, one doctor told me I'd have to be on it for the rest of my life. I had another doctor tell me I've had thyroid problems, and he told me that I would never feel good again.
Well,
he just came right out and told me that.
In Jesus' name and break it off of you.
Now, as you've been walking through these curses, these word curses, have you felt like a zombie and just giving it up? Is suicide?
Now, could you repeat that one more time?
Did you feel like you wanted to commit suicide?
There was like a time, it was just like for a minute when, as I was going to sleep, I felt like, but I knew what it was a demonic
mm-hmm.
spirit,
yeah.
And I told
yeah.
it to get away from me in Jesus' name, that it wasn't allowed in my mm-hmm. house, to get
right.
away from my property and all that, away from my child, But I have kind of felt like out of it lately.
Okay.
But I just took that as just getting off the Wellbutrin. But
have you ever heard the word lose your mind? That you can lose your mind?
Actually, my mother would say that to me, especially when I got spirit filled. She told me.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to break the curses over your mind, the word curses, and you're going to take your mind back in the name of Jesus tonight.
Yes.
And in the name of Jesus, say, I renounce you.
In the name of Jesus, I renounce you.
You spirits of sorcery.
You spirits of sorcery.
And all of these word curses.
And all of these word curses.
From the doctors.
From the doctors.
From my mother.
From my mother.
And from anyone else.
And from anyone else.
That has spoken over my mind.
That has spoken over my mind.
I take my mind back.
I take my mind back.
My mind belongs to Jesus.
My mind belongs to Jesus.
And the Bible says, I can have the mind of Christ.
Yes, the Bible says, I can have the mind of Christ.
And today.
And today.
I claim the mind of Christ.
I claim the mind of Christ.
And the Bible says.
And the Bible says.
God has given me a sound mind.
God has given me a sound mind.
Love, power.
Love and power.
And a sound mind.
And a sound mind.
And I take authority over every devil.
And I take authority over every devil.
That's trying to steal my mind.
That's trying to steal my mind.
My body is sound.
My body is sound.
I do not have a chemical imbalance.
I do not have a chemical imbalance.
My God is delivering me.
My God is delivering me.
Now, I bind every one of you.
I bind every one of you now.
And I command you to go into the cage.
And I command you to go into the cage.
You will loose my nerves.
You will loose my nerves.
You will loose me from nervous breakdowns.
You will loose me from nervous breakdowns.
Eating disorders, drugs, madness.
Eating disorders, drugs, madness.
Malfunction.
Malfunction.
Of my nervous system.
Of my nervous system.
Hypertension.
Hypertension.
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
Stress.
Stress.
Hypertension, pressure, headaches.
Foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Hypertension, pressure, headaches.
Hallucinations.
Hallucinations.
Fatigue and fear.
Fatigue and fear.
Get out of her in Jesus' name.
And I command all of these memory spirits to get out of me now.
Come out, Jesus' name.
Yes, I command all of these memory spirits to get out of me now. Stop tormenting me in Jesus' name.
Recall, confusion.
Ungodly recall and confusion.
Now, sexually, have you had sex with a lot of different men?
Yes, I have. I'm not going to lie. I've had problems with that.
Okay.
But,
are you still having problems?
No. I'm not. But the devil's been trying to tempt me lately, and I'd say that's where you're getting that from, because I went through a period of 2 years of celibacy that the Lord called me to. He asked me. I heard his voice. He said, "Have you had enough yet? Have you had enough?"
Yes.
And I knew what he was talking about, and I knew it was him, and I went on that with him, and he helped me, but lately I've been having problems in my marriage, and I've been tempted to do things, and I haven't done
okay.
anything.
Now, did you commit adultery with the other man? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I haven't. Now,
But you've been thinking about it. Have you been thinking about it?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Now, what I want you to do.
I know I don't need to do that.
What I want you to do is think about the men that you've had sex with. Don't say them. Yeah, I don't care about who you've slept with. But now, I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For every man.
For every man.
That I've had sex with.
That I've had sex with.
Outside of my marriage.
Outside of my marriage.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
And I ask you to forgive them and save their souls.
And I ask you to forgive them and save their souls.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
I command all of the fornicating and adulterous spirits to leave.
I command all of the fornicating and adultery spirits to leave.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath. Cough those things out into the cage.
Come out, you foul spirit. Any spirits came in through fornication or adultery, bind you. Come out. Incubus and succubus and Asmodeus, we bind you. Come out of her in Jesus' name and get in the cage.
Now, all of the spirits that came in to you from each of these men were bind. And all of the spirits that came into you from their family lines, we bind. And we command all of them to go into the cage right now.
Go into the cage, you foul spirits. We cut all ungodly soul ties between her and other men in Jesus' name.
All of the sexual spirits of pornography, fornication, molestation.
Loosen, let her go right now.
From oral sex, from all of these devils that came in from
this. Talking to her, we're talking to you, you wicked spirits. Come out in Jesus' name.
Everyone. Confusion.
We arrest you in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Be weak.
Now. Come out. Everyone.
The blood of Jesus, we pour down your throat, you foul spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Loosen, let her go right now.
Spirit of reprobate mind, come out right now.
Loose her mind right now.
Reprobate mind, come out.
Bind you, come out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Loose her mind right now.
Yes.
Mind control, come out.
Yes. We bind the fragmented mind, the soul drifting mind, the lapsed memory. The temporary amnesia.
Drink the blood of Jesus.
The
come out
ancestral
right
ancestral curses coming down her family line.
Break it out.
10 generations back, 10 generations forward.
Loose her sinuses and come out.
Retardation, senility,
come
ungodly soul ties. We cut
find you.
The
loose
soul
and let
ties
go
from
Jesus.
Every person that she's ever had sex with. We cut them right now.
The Lord rebuke
in
you.
The
come
name
out.
Of Jesus. All of the guardians, all of the control, all of the night visits, any
children
kind of
spirit.
Witch, warlock,
right now. Come,
come
out.
Out in the name of Jesus.
Come out,
insanity,
Jesus.
Mental illness, psychiatry.
We bind you.
Have you been going to a psychiatrist?
Yes.
Okay. And has he...
About a month and a half, but...
Has he hypnotized you?
No, I've never let anybody do that.
Okay, but he's put you on those drugs, right?
I had one years ago put me on the drugs, and my primary physicians have just kept me on them where I've had the thyroid problem.
Yeah.
It all started around the same time, within about 2 years of each other. So I always correlated the thyroid problem with anxiety and depression. But,
okay, what I want you to do. Yeah, what I want you to do is I want you to say, I take authority.
I take authority.
over psychiatry.
Over psychiatry.
And the thyroid.
And the thyroid.
And I command my thyroid to line up to the Word of God.
And I command my thyroid to line up with the Word of God.
To be set free.
To be set free.
And I break every dependency and drugs.
And I break every dependency of drugs.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come out now.
Get out of her, you foul spirits, and get in the cage. In Jesus' name. Lord, rebuke you. Father God, loose the instruments of death on these foul spirits. Let the earthquake and the terror of the Lord hit these foul spirits. In Jesus' name.
By subjections, demonic subjections to drugs. Now, let me explain something to you. Drugs are connected to the occult. Have you been connected to the occult while you were connected to these drugs? Fortune tellings, cards, whatever.
A couple of times I talked to people who said they had the gift after I got on the drugs. But before that, I went to this store that I thought was so cool when I was a teenager, and they had crystals and they had all this stuff, and they had tarot cards. I'd never heard of them before. I thought they were pretty and I thought they were cool, and I bought a deck, started playing with them, bought another deck, started playing with them. I could tell people's fortunes, and I know that's a big gateway thing right there that I did, and I regret that to this day.
Well, the Lord's going to forgive you and set you free of that tonight.
Say, I renounce it.
I renounce the tarot
and
card.
And all of its prophecies.
And all of its prophecies.
And I ask you to forgive me, God.
And I ask you to forgive me, God.
For going after other gods.
For going after other gods. I'm so sorry.
And in the name of Jesus, I command witchcraft to come out right now.
And in the name of Jesus, I command witchcraft to come out now. In Jesus'
sorcery
name.
And drugs.
You
go out right now.
Witchcraft and deceptions. Come out of her in Jesus'
madness,
name. Madness. Get in the cage.
Bitterness. Come
rebuke
out
you.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus' name.
Ancestral rebellion.
Those foul spirits.
We bind the witchcraft power coming down the family line 10 generations back. Freemasonry, mockery, skepticism, ritualism.
Come out. We
child
you.
Abuse,
Jesus
sacrifices, animal sacrifices, inherited curses.
We can in
come
Jesus.
Out. Everyone.
Come out.
Out. Take
loose
a deep
let her
breath.
Go.
Let them come out. Everyone.
Jesus of God, drive those things up and out. In Jesus' name.
I feel like my lungs and my throat are just getting dry all of a sudden.
Okay.
Okay, there's something else.
Okay. Where is it located? In your throat?
Yeah, it's in my throat and in my upper lungs.
Did you smoke or are you smoking?
I used to smoke. The Lord help me. I have been smoke-free for 7 or 8 months. I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied. But I haven't smoked in 7 or 8 months. I knew he was calling me to come out of that, and I did. And
okay, once the spirit is invited in, it has to be cooked out. So we command the addictions to drugs and cigarettes and spiritual bondage to come out right
God,
now. Servant of
you.
Corruption,
come out of her.
You come out.
Jesus.
Cancer,
get into the
emphysemia,
loose her lungs.
Come out.
Come out.
The water spirit,
cancer,
come out.
You. Come out.
The one that looks like a jellyfish, come out. In the name of Jesus.
Chop the legs off this foul spirit. In Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath and let her go. Deep breath. Deep breath.
Come
deep
out of her
breath.
Right now.
Yes.
I don't
Lord,
mean to
you.
Be crude, but there's like a, I'm belching now. Is
that's
that
okay.
Part of
that,
it?
That, yeah, they go that way and the
demon's
other way.
Demon's coming out. Every demon out, one less in. We bind you, you foul spirits, and loose and let her go right now. All infirmity, come out in Jesus' name.
Now, we bind the death spirits, infirmity, cancer, kidney, failure of the heart, strokes, diabetes.
We bind you. Come out of her right now.
Bones, muscles, disease, murder, overdose, injury,
out
overdose.
Jesus.
Every plan to
foul
kill
spirit.
Her through overdose.
You must go now.
Automobile accidents, airplane, starvation.
We bind you.
Anorexia, nervosa, smoking, alcohol.
Now in the name of Jesus, get in the cage.
Everyone. The addictions
you.
To caffeine, coffee,
her right now. Let her go.
Coke,
Jesus
nicotine,
name.
Chocolate, junk food,
bad
habits,
craving. Out in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Come
overeating,
out right
starvation.
Come out.
Every snake spirit, we bind Leviathan
loosen,
over the head.
Foul spirit.
Put your tail, the seven heads. We command them to come out.
Angels of God.
We command
back
Kundalini
formation.
To come out in the name of Jesus.
Jack at will. Smite these foul spirits in Jesus' name. Drive them out.
We command Python to be cut up in little pieces. It cannot choke. It cannot
Python
anything but leave. We command every spirit of poison to come out. Vipers. Come out of the
come
stomach.
Come out right now.
All up and out right
cut
now.
Any connectors between these foul
in
spirits.
Jesus
voice,
name.
In Jesus' name.
Everyone. Spirits of failure, you come out. Bitterness,
Lord,
resentment, unforgiveness, shipwreck, disaster, confused mind, controlled life,
come
depression.
Out right now. Up and out right now.
Shame.
We bind you.
Insecurity. Jealousy,
yeah,
oppression. Now, I want you to do this. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
I ask you to fill all these empty places.
I ask you to fill all these empty places.
Send your holy fire.
Send your holy fire.
To burn every devil that's hiding out.
To burn every demon that's hiding out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath. And let the fire of the Holy Ghost come in.
Fill her up, Holy Spirit.
Just fill her, Lord. We cut her free from every devil, every legal right.
You show any foul spirit hiding.
Spiritually, physically, mentally.
Out right now in Jesus' name.
Every devil, loose her now. Come out. The Holy Ghost is burning you.
Come out of her right now.
Burning
command
you.
The demons
burning
to engage
you.
In civil war. Smite
in Jesus' name.
Men.
Come out. Come out. Instantly. Immediately.
Come out.
Burn them out. Burn them out. Everyone. Nothing to stay.
Get out of her,
every,
you wicked foul spirits in Jesus'
all,
name.
All. We give you praise and glory, God, right now, in the name of Jesus.
That's a lot of God.
Now just say, I'm covered with the blood of Jesus.
I'm covered with the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is in my throat.
The blood of Jesus is in my throat.
The blood of Jesus is in my stomach.
The blood of Jesus is in my stomach.
In my lungs.
It's in my lungs.
It's all over me from my head to my feet.
It's all over me from my head to my feet.
And in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name.
Every hiding devil go instantly.
Every hiding devil go instantly.
Take a deep cough and make them all go.
You devils, get out of her in Jesus' name. Right now. Your time is up. Come out right now and go to the pit of hell. Angels of God, smite these foul spirits and choke them out in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Now fill her with the Holy Ghost, God. Raise your hands and just ask Him to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Fill you. Overflowing. Fill you.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit to overflowing, Lord.
Now let me hear you praise Him.
Spirit.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise your holy name. Praise your holy name.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
God, yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Yes, I feel him coming. He's coming in right now. To him.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. There he is. Amen. Aha. The all team. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your joyous word.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Have you ever talked in tongues or prayed in tongues?
I have, but I've been the, you know, I watched something about the Kundalini thing, and I didn't realize that it came in 94, around 94, and, you know, 94 or 95 is when I first visited a Pentecostal church, and they were falling out in the spirit there. So, and I heard that was part of the Kundalini. Is that true?
Well, that's not exactly true. People fall out under the power of God, but the Kundalini spirit, we cut that out. We cut its tail off about 10, 15 minutes ago, and we cast it out. And what I discerned is when you were praising the Lord, that you were afraid to open up to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And the baptism, it says, if you ask for a serpent, what is that scripture, Omega Man?
Yes, if a father will not give his son a rock if he asks for a piece of bread, or, you know, will not give him a serpent if he asks for a fish. I'm paraphrasing it.
Uh-huh.
How much more so will our Heavenly Father give us the good gifts if we ask him?
When we're
and
evil.
And see, you're empty right now. And what you've got to do right now is to fill up. And you've got to fill up with the Holy Ghost. And then when you get off of the program, you've got to fill up with the Word. And you've got to stay very close to the Lord, and he will walk you on through your deliverances. So God has not given you a spirit of fear, but that of love, power, and a sound mind. And we ministered to you on that about maybe 15 minutes ago. So take control of your mind and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I am not afraid of you.
I am not afraid of you.
You are God.
You are God.
And I want to receive everything that you have for me.
And I want to receive everything that you have for me.
So tonight. I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
And you said if I ask you for it.
And you said if I ask you for it?
Yeah. The gift of tongues is what we're talking about here. The Holy Spirit is personality. You would give the gift of tongues to me.
You would give the gift of tongues to me. You said if I asked for it, you would give it.
So I'm raising my hands and I'm asking the Holy Ghost to give me my gift.
And I'm asking the Holy Ghost to give me my gift.
Now just raise your hands and start praising him, and he'll give you the gift of tongues. Start
praise
praising him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, there he comes. There he comes. There he is. Keep going. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, you keep doing that even after you get out of our presence, because the tongues builds you up on your most holy faith. And whenever
you, yes.
You just keep doing that, and You'll get stronger and stronger. I think I'm finished with her, Omega Man.
God bless you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Write and send us a testimony.
God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You know, Dr. Pat, we have a listener that just contacted me and would like to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Folks, if you're listening either live or on MP3 in an archive, you can pray this prayer that Dr. Pat's going to lead you through and accept Jesus Christ right now. You don't have to delay. Dr. Pat, how can someone invite Jesus Christ to be their Savior and turn their life around?
Well, you know, Jesus paid a price for all of our sins. It doesn't matter how bad you've been, what you've ever done. The only thing that you have to do to receive Jesus, the Bible says that you have to repent. And the Bible says without repentance, there is no remission for sins. So there's two things. You've got to receive Jesus, and you've got to repent, and just ask him to come and live in your heart, give him your life, and that's the way you get saved. Omega Man, you want to lead them to the Lord?
Yes, amen. And folks, it's not a formula. It's just it's a heart change. And if you're wanting to accept Christ, it's because the Holy Spirit is pricking your heart. You know, no one can come to the Father unless the Holy Spirit draws him. So the listener out there that's being drawn by the Holy Spirit right now, you know, this is an opportunity to put your whole past behind. And it doesn't matter what we've done in the past. If we repent and we sincerely mean it, you know, and we have a heart change, and we don't want to live that way anymore, the Lord will forgive us, and we can start fresh. So, you know, just pray with me something like this. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you right now, and I am sorry for doing things my way my whole life. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross and give his life for mine. And he shed his blood 2,000 years ago that I might be redeemed from the curse. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come in right now, forgive me of all my sins, and, you know, just think about some of the things that you've done wrong that you're sorry of and ask the Lord to forgive you of it. You know, if it was using drugs or, you know, fornicating or, you know, murder, abortion, whatever the case may be, ask Jesus to forgive you. And, you know, it doesn't matter how good you are. You could be Mother Teresa and still bust tail wide open. But it's only through Jesus Christ. That's the only way to the Father. There's only one name written under heaven by which man might be saved, and that's the Son of God, Jesus Christ. You can't
Amen.
Be saved tonight through Allah or through Bodhidharma or through Hare Krishna or even Joseph Smith. It's Jesus Christ. He's the only way to the Father. And so,
That's
Lord
right.
Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And I ask that you would come into my heart and be my personal Savior. I open the door and I ask that you would come in with the Father and sup with me tonight in Jesus' name. And I ask, God, that you would open up doors for me. You would close the wrong doors that I don't need to walk through. And teach me your ways in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes. Dr. Pat,
Amen.
We praise God for the people that would pray that prayer tonight. Folks, that's all that it is to accept Christ. I mean, it's a free gift. You can't earn it. You know, you don't have to go get, you know, one of these filling rods and start beating your back and, you know, and suffer. You know, Jesus paid the price. If you'll accept him and you truly mean that you're sorry for the way you've been living and you're willing to change, then that's all it takes is to pray that prayer and mean it from your heart. And then what should a person do next, Dr. Pat? What's the next step as a believer? What should they do from that point?
Well, they need to, if they need deliverance, they need to call in and
Amen.
Ask for deliverance. And then they also need to seek the Holy Spirit, just like that lady did on the telephone. And to receive the Holy Spirit, you have to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Also, I was hoping that Bob Stewart would call in tonight. And tomorrow night, we're going to have Marshall Perot and Holy Communion. So we want you to all come back tomorrow night and have your grape juice or your bread and your wine. And we're going to have Holy Communion. And a lot of you that have been getting deliverance, you're going to get healing. You know, when demons come in, what happens is they do damage inside your body.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't realize that the damage is there for years. So as we cast devils out, we're praying for God to heal your body. And it's like the lady, she hadn't smoked in 7 months, but we cast a spirit out of her, and she started getting deliverance from the Calmet spirit and the cancer spirit and the spirits of sickness that came in. And tomorrow when we do the Holy Communion, Marshall Perot is going to teach us a little bit about Holy Communion tomorrow, and I believe that we're going to have healing all over the place. Many of you don't realize it, but Miracle Outreach Ministry is called Miracle, not because it has a deliverance ministry, although the Bible says that if a devil is cast out of you, The kingdom of God has come upon you with the finger of God. But it's called Miracle Ministry because I've seen many, many miracles in Miracle Ministry. I've seen God do the impossible many times. And so I'm believing not only for deliverance, but as you receive deliverance, I'm believing for miracles in your body, in your marriages, in your home, yes, with your children, and miracles of blindness. I've seen blind eyes open. I've seen 5 people raised from the dead over the years in Miracle Outreach Ministries. And so we're believing for these things. We have to have a vision to increase and a vision to grow into the deeper waters of the things of God. And deliverance is a very important ministry. It's the toughest ministry there is, but it's important because it's just like that lady that we just ministered to, Omega Man.
Yes.
See, she couldn't come through to the baptism until she got free enough to receive the Holy Spirit. You and I both went to a church. I didn't go all my life, but you did, that required you to get perfect before you could receive the Holy Spirit. That's what the Holy Spirit does, is he comes in you, and then he begins to rebuild your life every day. Yes. As you read the Word, he sanctifies you.
Yes.
But if you don't receive deliverance, those demons block you from getting free, like the man that we were trying to minister to. And see, I've done this long enough to know when there's a connection between us and the person that you're ministering to. Plus, the Lord will show you there's a block there. And even though we queried him about things, there was still a block there. And, of course, the block was he was holding on to something. And so God wants to set the captives free, but there's certain little stairways that we have to climb up. And as deliverance ministers, if the Lord doesn't show it to me, he'll show it to Omega Man, or he'll show it to somebody up there on the chat room.
Amen.
So we believe that this program has been ordained by the Spirit of God to set the captives free, and at the same time as a teaching to give you foundations in the Word about how it happened and why it happened. Right,
Amen.
Omega Man?
Absolutely. Folks, first step is accept Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins ask him into your heart, go through the sanctification process, which means getting delivered of any foul spirits that came in, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. And, Dr. Pat, we have a lady on the line which would like to go through some deliverance. We've still got some time. I'm going to bring her on. Stand by one moment. All right, caller from 617 area code, you're on air with Dr. Pat.
Hi, praise God.
How are you?
Hello, caller.
I'm good.
Now, you accepted Jesus Christ in the past couple of days?
Actually, today. This today.
Well, praise God for that.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Why do you think you need deliverance?
I need deliverance because I gave my life to Christ back in 2000, and I've been through a couple of things over the years, and I've fallen into the kingdom of darkness where I sought psychic advice and spiritualists, and someone has come against me with witchcraft and everything, so I definitely know that deliverance needs to take place.
Yes. Okay. This person, were you in witchcraft with this person?
Was I in with? No, this person came against me with witchcraft. And how did I know was seeking psychic advisors who told me these things, and I actually knew because I've dreamed things, and you know, and things just seem upside down. It wasn't right. It choked my spiritual life, where I used to be on fire for God, and I just completely turned away from His Word. I stopped praying. I stopped reading my Word. I'm actually a prayer warrior, so I stopped doing those things. And, you know, the anointing that, I don't want to say that was over my life, just the gifts that God has given me, I was not able to utilize them because of the things that I have done in that spiritual world by seeking things that are ungodly.
Okay. Now, all you have to do is to repent and renounce. And so I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
I'm sorry that I went after other gods.
I'm sorry that I went after other gods.
I renounce the powers of the devil.
I renounce the powers of the devil.
And I break his power over my life.
And I break his power over my life and my children's life.
And I renounce all of the prophecies that he's ever said over me.
And I denounce.
Yeah, you renounce.
I renounce all of the prophecies that he's ever said over my life and my children's life.
Tonight, I receive you as my Lord.
Tonight I receive you as my Lord.
I receive your blood for my forgiveness.
I receive your blood as my forgiveness.
And for my children.
And for my children.
And in the name of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus.
I receive your plan for my life.
I receive your plan for my life.
Now I take authority over all of the witchcraft powers.
Now I take authority over all the witchcraft powers.
I command those powers to go into a cage.
I command those powers to go into a cage.
And I take authority over those. How old are your children, honey?
One's 15 and one is 3.
Okay. I take authority over these witchcraft powers over my children.
I take authority over this witchcraft over my children.
And over my family.
And over my family.
And I bind them up.
And I bind them up.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
This witch that has worked powers against me.
This witch or witches that have worked power against me.
I break your garlands.
I break your garlands.
I break your ley lines.
I break your ley lines.
I break your sacrifices, ritualisms, and blood sacrifices.
I break your sacrifices.
Ritualisms.
Rituals.
Your blood sacrifices.
And blood sacrifices.
Over me and my family.
Over me and my family.
And in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command all of you.
I command all of you.
Including the spirit of rebellion.
Including the spirit of rebellion.
To get into the cage.
To get into the cage.
I break your powers, Jezebel.
I break your powers, Jezebel.
Over my life.
Over my life.
And you get into the cage.
And you get into the cage.
I command you all to be bound.
I command you all to be bound.
And leave me.
And leave me.
Now.
Now.
And now you just start breathing them out, and Omega Man is going to start pressing them out in Jesus' name. Come out.
You foul spirits, it came in through her.
Everyone.
Find you. Come out of her right now.
Everyone.
Come out. Any foul spirits that came in through psychic prayers, for consulting
everyone.
With a fortune teller, we bind you. Loosen
everyone.
Let her go right now. Lord rebuke you, all occultic spirits. Come out of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Everyone.
We bind you.
Freemasonry.
Take authority over the strong man. Come out.
Ancestry. Rejection.
Come out, you foul
rebellion.
Spirit.
Ritualist. Child abuse.
The Lord rebuke
spiritist.
You. Come out right now. We're talking to you. You
human
foul
sacrifice.
Spirit.
Inheritable curses. Seducing spirits.
See, we can
10 generations
blood
back,
of Jesus.
Come out.
We pour over you right now.
Everyone,
the
come out.
Come out right now, you foul spirit.
Nothing can stay.
We're not talking
the
to her.
Blood
we're talking
is against
to you, you wicked spirit. Come out
all.
Of her right now. Jesus, right
you will now. Release
we
her.
Bind you.
Spirits of bondage and seducing spirits.
Come out. Right
out.
Now. Out of
make
right
yourself
now.
Smaller. Come out. Come out of that
Father
throat.
God, loose the
throat
of all these foul
come out of that belly. We bind
the
fire and
the
loose her mind right now.
Father God, loose angels, the smite angels, angels of God. Drive these foul spirits up and out. We command you to come up and out and manifest in Jesus' name. Come out. Out. Out.
Loosing spirit.
Out.
Fascination to evil ways.
We bind you. Get out of her right
objects.
Now.
Objects. Persons. Manipulation of others.
Come out of her.
Amnesia, fortune telling, channeling, death spirits. Come out.
Murder, come out right now. We bind you, you foul spirits. Come out.
Cultism, occult. Come out.
Come out right
heresy,
now.
Heresy, deceiver, humanism, necromancy.
Occult mind.
Clairvoyant.
Come out.
Spiritism.
Jesus name.
Meeting, yoga, peeping and muttering.
We bind you.
Get out. The blood.
Loose and
we
let her
feed
go.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
We pour the
blood
of
Jesus
down your throat, you foul spirit.
The blood of Jesus. The blood.
We bind you.
Let me
her.
Ask you something, honey. Have you ever had an abortion?
Yes, three.
Okay, I want you to say to the Lord, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
For those abortions.
For those abortions.
I'm sorry. I repent.
I'm sorry. I repent.
I ask you to protect me.
I ask you to protect me.
From the spirits of cancer of the breast.
From spirits of cancer of breast.
And of the uterus.
And of the uterus.
I renounce every devil.
I renounce every devil.
Hate.
Hate.
Murder.
Murder.
Child abuse.
Child abuse.
Every spirit that came.
Every spirit that came.
That gave me a cold heart.
That gave me a cold heart.
I repent.
I repent.
I ask you to heal my wounded spirit.
I ask you, Lord, to heal my wounded spirit.
Now, I see that one of these spirits was instigated by a father. Say, I forgive him, Father.
I forgive him, Father.
I ask that you forgive him, too.
I ask that you forgive him, too.
And forgive me.
And forgive me.
I disconnect myself from all of the men.
I disconnect myself from all of the men.
I break the garlands or the cords.
I break the garlands or the cords.
Between me and them.
Between me and them.
And I ask you to break any ley lines.
And I ask you to break any ley lines.
And deliver me.
And deliver me.
From all sexual spirits.
From all sexual spirits.
And every devil that has stolen my mind.
And every devil that has stolen my mind.
You get out of me now instantly.
You get out of me now instantly.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Now take a deep cough and cough them out.
Come on. Abaddon, Belial, Beelzebub. Come on. Out.
All of you.
Out.
Come out.
Out in Jesus' name.
Every
Lucifer,
witchcraft
out.
Power, you come out,
come out
too.
Come out. Come out.
Every necromancy.
Come out.
Spiritist, medium, yoga, weeping, muttering.
Get out.
Listen, you will not choke her. You'll come out. You make
you
yourself smaller.
Not to harm her.
And you,
you
come
out
of that throat right now. You will lose peacefully.
Angels of God, smite those foul spirits.
Jesus told that spirit to lose peacefully.
Command you to shrink
come
and come out of her easily.
You will not kill her. We
sevenfold
ask the angels
in your head, you
to hold her. You will not hurt her. You will not choke her.
We forbid you to do that.
You will come out instantly.
Father God, loose the terror of the Lord.
Immediately. Peacefully.
Let them enter her tenfold back on their heads in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. All.
Come out, all the way out.
Everyone.
Drink and come out in Jesus' name.
All.
Come out.
Everyone.
All these all. Come out in Jesus' name. Ashtaroth,
the blood is against you.
Abaddon, Apollyon.
Everyone.
All.
Everyone.
Come out.
The blood.
Come out. Sirius, come out.
The blood. The
Jesus
blood.
Behemoth, get out of her
the
right now.
The blood of Jesus.
Loose and let her go.
The blood of Jesus. Every spirit,
Lord, rebuke you, foul spirit
in that throat, make yourself smaller and come out immediately, instantly.
Angels of God,
come
cut the cells off all the scorpions. Come out of her in Jesus' name.
Any clinging spirits, come out.
Out.
Everyone.
Father God, let the quick as the Lord hit these foul spirits. Come out. In Jesus' name.
Immediately.
We're talking to you, you
now.
Foul spirit. Get out of her right now.
Now.
In Jesus' name. Be weakened. We pour the blood of Jesus down your throat, you foul spirit. Out right now.
Jesus' name.
Let her go.
Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Father God, fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And drive the rest out.
And drive the rest out.
But take a deep breath and come in and burn them out now. Come out. Everyone. All.
Roasted to foul spirits in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, smite them and drag them out.
Everyone, all.
Come out right now.
All
you've used those.
All.
In Jesus' name. Let the fear of the Lord hit these foul spirits.
The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We cover her breast, her wound with the blood of Jesus and command every infirmity, shame, get out right now. Guilt must go.
Go on. Come on out, all the way out.
In the name of Jesus, the blood is against you. The blood. The blood. The blood.
The blood of Jesus.
Every bit.
Be weakened, you fellow.
Fill, God. Fill with your Holy Ghost. Overflow with the Holy Ghost now. Now. Fill with the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood inside her lungs,
her in the second
inside her body. Kundalini, we cut your tail. You come out.
You will not hurt her.
Leviathan, you're coming
out.
Leviathan, you'll come out.
You found spirit. Back to strong man.
Come out. Everything.
Come out, Lucy.
Yes. Yes.
Come out. Father God, loose the instruments of death. Death and destruction. Come out of her and see. Father God, fragment the mind and soul and foul spirits in Jesus' name.
Immediately.
Let the terror of the Lord heal foul spirits in Jesus' name.
You're caged. You come out and go to the feet of Jesus now.
Come out, you foul spirits, right now, all of you. In Jesus' name. Get in the cage. We bind you. Angels of God, smite these foul spirits. Run them through with the sword of the Lord. Choke them out, angels of God.
Ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost now. Say, fill me, God. Fill me.
Oh,
now.
My God. Fill me, God, now.
Take a deep breath. Lift your hands, and he's going to fill you and drive the rest out. Lift your hands and praise him.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Anoint her with the Holy Ghost.
Thank you. Glory be to the name of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, there he is. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Anoint her with the gift of tongues.
Thank you.
Glory be to the Holy Name. You are Lord of Lords.
Hallelujah.
Because I didn't believe their teachings of Ellen G. White.
That's okay. What else? What else?
And then Pentecostal and
okay.
The Baptist Church.
Okay. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm not in a religion. I want you, Jesus, to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Lord Jesus, I'm not in a religion. I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
All right, now just raise your hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Give me the gift of the Holy Ghost now.
You're giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost now.
Now just say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now give her the gift of tongues, Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling?
Much better.
Lusutani.
Amen.
I feel better.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God
well,
for you guys because this is what I've been praying for.
All right, now listen to me. Get in the Word and let it play over you and stay close to the program. Call us back and give us a testimony.
I will. I have been listening for 3 straight days now.
And keep praising the Lord.
I will. Thank you so much, and God bless. Thank you for taking me through this deliverance.
God bless you. Write an email to us and send us your testimony.
I will.
Shannon at OmegaManRadio.com or Dr. Pat, how can they reach you by email?
PatHolliday.com and MiracleInternetChurch.com, OmegaManRadio.com, and RemnantRadio.org.
Did you post it in the chat room?
Yes, you can look at the chat room. I'm going to put the links up there now, or go to OmegaManRadio.com, and you'll find me, and then down below you'll find Dr. Pat Holliday.
Okay.
And you can click on that, and it'll take you right to her page.
Amen. Yes, I will.
Amen.
And keep tuning in. God bless you. We'll see you again on another show there.
Thank you.
Folks, stand by here one moment. All right, folks, our time is up for tonight, but before everybody goes, we're going to have Dr. Pat Holliday give out her contact information for those that are new listening tonight, and I want to tell everybody, get your bread, your crackers, your wine or your grape juice, get it ready tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, that's 5 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be doing a special program. We're going to be offering communion over the airwaves, bringing our word, doing communion, and then we'll open up lines in the last part of the program. So if you did not get a chance to get prayer tonight, be persistent. Call back in tomorrow night, and we will pray with you. Dr. Pat, you want to give out your contact information?
PatHolliday.com, MiracleInternetChurch.com, and OmegaManRadio.com, RemnantRadio.org. And don't forget tomorrow night, Marshall Perot will be doing communion at 8 sharp. Tell your friends and mail your email list.
Amen. Folks, God bless everyone that tuned in tonight. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Dr. Pat. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Omega Man Radio. WatchmanRadio.com right now is going on. I'll see you over there. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. May the Lord richly bless you and keep you until we come on again. If you would like to support Omega Man Radio, you can do so. There's a donate button over at OmegaManRadio.com. If you'd like to partner with us, we will use it wisely and we'll continue to get this program out into even more venues. Keep us in your prayers. And remember, we broadcast every night, Monday through Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Official website, OmegaManRadio.com. Last thing I'll say is we have our new stereo stream now up and running. And it's at 96K. I want to thank Rich Keltner for allowing me to get that working and to help me set that up. We, of course, still have the Blog Talk channel for those of you who want to stay at 8-bit and the chat room. So if you want to do stereo and participate in the chat, just open up 2 windows. You would mute your Blog Talk player so you could use the chat, and then you would listen to the stereo stream. Or you can stay in the Blog Talk chat and use the 8-bit stream. Your call. You've got 2 options now. God bless everyone, and we'll see you again on the next program. And I'll see you at Watchman Radio momentarily. God bless you.